Well, David, I think you just barked up the wrong tree, buddy.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this conversation. I don't have fingernails. You may come up here right now and see me. How about you come up here right now?
Sir, yes, I'd like to speak to her.
All right, hang on. Samantha, I got that rude asshole fucking customer here. Hang on, sir. I'll put it right on.
I'm a rude asshole fucking customer. What did you say?
We, the jury, find the defendant, BBC Wales, not guilty on all charges. Congratulations.
Thank you. All the very best to you.
You're welcome.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
His own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, everybody, for hanging in there. Madhouse Radio starting up Thursday, March 29th. Late start tonight. Was out tonight with some co-workers. That's why I'm starting late. Sorry, but I'm here. Thanks, everyone, for hanging in there tonight. Spread the word. Madhouse has finally started. I'm Carlito, your host for the night. We'll be doing prank calls, talking about events of the day and whatnot, and so forth. Having a good old time here. On with me, as always, is the man himself, four-time domino champion of the Caribbean, the Milkman.
Hey, hombre.
Hey,
how you doing, my brother? You're sounding stupendous, fantastic. Your vocal cords are ready to tickle our ears tonight with your fancy tones.
Thank you. I'm doing good, man. Just got back. Right before the show started here, I wasn't going to go. I mentioned last week, if you listen to the podcast that was updated today, I mentioned that the Indian co-workers all wanted to go out for bowling and drinking and dinner tonight, and I wasn't going to go because I didn't relish the thought of going out with Indians to do that kind of stuff, but they forced me in, they strong-armed me. They said, what are you, a bunchhood? And I was like, all right, fine, I'll go. So I went, and I had a good time. We did a lot of drinking. Those guys can drink, man. Those Banchud Ulus, good old time, man. We bonded.
Curry wine is awesome shit, isn't it?
Dude, we went to a Thai place. I've only been to Thai. Uh-huh. I've only had Thai food once in my life before, and I was already I was already kind of drunk, and I said, I want the hottest thing on the menu. So they brought me green.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. I'll get more of that in a moment. I took it like a man. My mouth is still buzzing. But it tasted good.
Oh, yeah.
It was good, man. It was good as balls.
Did you try the fresh rolls?
No, I didn't have any fresh rolls. No, I had this.
Oh, my God. That's something you really got to try, dude. They're amazing.
Let me tell you, dude, what I had was awesome. It was green curry, okay? They brought a pot out.
Oh, yeah.
They brought this pot out for me.
With a bit of coconut milk in it?
Yes, coconut milk. It was like a coconut milk soup. Super spicy, okay? And in it, it had scallops, it had shrimp, it had beef, it had chicken.
Ooh.
All of that together, and with like some veggies in there, like some green beans and sprouts and stuff. And like I started eating it, and I'm like, oh, this isn't that bad. I'm like, are you sure, Carlos? They're like, yeah, I'm sure. Carlito's all right. And I got about 3 spoonfuls full. I'm like, whoa, this is starting to hit me. I was like, holy shit. So I started eating the white rice, and then we were all sharing. So I had pineapple fried rice, man, and it had these hunks of pork skin in it. Oh, my God, man.
Ooh.
Holy God. Good stuff. These noodles, pad thai noodles, we're sharing all these pad thai noodles.
Pad thai, that's good. It's got the ground peanuts, the rice noodles. And
oh,
the, The
it was very oniony.
Yeah. Oh my god, it was excellent.
Oh man, I had a good old time. Nothing like
Did you put a little bit of the sweet hot pepper sauce on it?
No, they had the chili. I mean, these Indians eat hot food like it's nothing. So they were like passing around the chili sauce, the chili oil. They had a big. They brought over a big container of chili oil for them to use because they knew. Then and they were like, Carlos, you want any? Carlito, you want any chili oil? Like, no, I'm okay. And they all started laughing. Like, he can't take it. Yeah. But I took it like a man, right in the ass. So I've been drinking a lot. I had a lot of beer. At the bowling, I didn't bowl because I'm not in. I'm still recovering. You know, not that I'm recovering from the surgery, but I'm still all fucked up from it. Can't really move that well. Still can't see that well. And it was a dark basement bowling alley. Like you walked into the place, and it was an arcade and a restaurant up top, and the basement was a bowling alley. You could barely see. So I just sat there, hung out, and drank beers all the time, and ate appetizers. I had a good old time. I bonded with some of the Indians.
Yeah.
Now I feel bad for making Indian prank calls, you know, and I think we're banning Indian prank calls. No more Indian prank calls anymore.
Oh my god. July, right? July.
It's over. Nah, I'm kidding. What am I talking about? Anyway, Milkman, you sound cheerful. How you doing? Did you get laid today again? Did you have sex, vaginal intercourse?
Oh, I had some adulations earlier, but yeah, man, I'm feeling cheerful, robust, viral, virile, all the above.
All right,
I love it, man. That has me swang, baby.
Wow, nice. All right, so anyway, our website is madhouselive.com. That's the Madhouse website. Be sure to join us in the chat room if you're just listening and watching right now. There's a chat room link in there that you can hit us up at. Be sure to go in there and say hi to everybody. A lot of people in the chat room now. People are filtering in. Word is spreading.
Right.
Having a good time. If you want to send your request, you can do so over at madhouselive.com. There's a request a prank form you can use. It's free. Fill it out with your information. Hit the submit button. It comes right over here to me. And I will do my best to do your prank call if it meets our criteria and if it's a good idea. Regardless, you can also send your requests, your comments, concerns, and complaints direct to me also during the show and when the show isn't on. If you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio, AOL, Yahoo Instant Messenger users, Madhouse Radio. And if you're using MSN Messenger, madhouse@live.com. Also, as always, be sure to follow us over on Twitter, Madhouse on Twitter, @Madhouse. That's all it is. No Madhouse Radio, no Madhouse Live, just Madhouse on Twitter. And Facebook users, which is most of you, all of you, even Milkman's got Facebook. Madhouse Live, Facebook. Be sure to follow me. Links are all over MadhouseLive.com. On the line now, Milkman, so you said you're having a good week then? You're doing okay?
Oh, hell yeah, man. I'm gallons lighter. I mean, I'm doing great, man.
Milkman, what about this kid that got shot in Sanford, huh? That's the town over from where I live, where I grew up in Florida. I grew up one town over, right across the river from Sanford. I don't know, did you hear about that Trayvon Martin thing and they keep talking about? The black kid that got shot?
What's up with that, dude?
Huh? Did you hear about it?
Yeah, what the hell's up with that story, man?
Well, some guy, George Zimmerman, Puerto Rican guy, he looks white. The kid was visiting his dad from Miami. And he left his dad's fiance's house to go to 7-Eleven to pick up some Skittles and some iced tea. And on his walk back, he goes to the gated community that his dad and his dad's fiance lives in. And the neighborhood watch captain sees him and starts following him. And I guess they got into a scuffle. They got into a fight, a fist fight. And the guy ended up shooting this kid. You know, what is he, 16, 17, something like that. Ends up shooting him, and he's dead, and the guy is still free. He hasn't been arrested or anything. When it first started, I was like, that's bullshit. There's no reason some 16-year-old kid should have gotten arrested. But within recent weeks, the media and everyone else is just picking this story apart. And now they're coming across saying, well, he got kicked out of school. He got expelled because of marijuana possession and because he had a Twitter account.
Whoa.
I know, right? Big deal. And he had a Twitter account where he was talking shit about punching a bus driver and all this shit.
Oh my god, what a tough guy.
The fact is, Milkman, when I was 16, when I was 15, when I was 16, when I grew up a town over from Sanford, Sanford is a town that me and Artie went, whenever we went to go to the mall, if Artie was on the show right now, he'd tell you, if he was on tonight, he's out on a big date. But he'd tell you, the mall, me and Artie grew up in the same town. All right. He's younger than me, but he's 10 years younger than me, I guess, but we grew up in the same fucking town.
Well, he acts like he's like 15 years younger than
Sometimes he does. But it'll tell you, Sanford is right next to us. The mall that we go to is in Sanford, Seminole Town Center, you know, and I worked in Sanford, worked a few jobs in Seminole County, you know, all that stuff. So it's not the nicest of towns, but it is what it is. But when you're growing up as a kid, you're stupid. You act like you're a tough guy and you act like you're a gangster or whatever. I mean, I had that phase. I was like, I'm Mr. Gangster and I'm Mr. Tough Guy and fuck the world and fuck the neighborhood watch guy that's following me. And what probably happened was the guy came up on him, was giving him shit, and the kid was like, fuck you, and started, it seems like the rumor now is that the kid was pounding, was kicking his ass, kicking the old guy's ass, and the old guy shot him. So then the argument's going to be, well, you know, Florida has a stand your ground rule, you know, if you're getting beat up, you can stand your ground. But seriously, man, yeah, maybe there's a stand your ground rule, but you shot an unarmed 16-year-old kid. You know what I mean? How much of a pussy are you? First, just run away. He was on the phone with the cops already. The cops told him, we're on our way. Don't do anything. You know, and he's like, can I shoot him? I think the video, the tape of the call, the audio tape, you know, he asked the cop, am I allowed to shoot this kid or shoot this guy? And they told him, no, don't do anything. Just watch where he is. The cops will take care of it. And that's what it is. It's the cop's job, and you need to get involved. So basically, this guy probably was an asshole to this kid, and this kid was like, fuck you, you know, he's 16, when you're 16, you do stupid shit, Milkman, you do stupid shit when you're 16, man, you know what I mean?
Oh my god, dude, man, if you know what the radicalisms that I was involved with at 16.
It's like that, any 16-year-old.
Dude, I like took over my biology class, man, I totally alienated the teacher, man, I taught his class, man. He was, like, flipping out, and I was totally stoned the whole time.
Nice, man. Nice. So that's what happens, you know. But on top of that, I think I think a lot of people are taking advantage of the story. Al Sharpton's out there taking advantage. The Obama administration is taking advantage. A lot of people are taking advantage. I mean, you've got celebrities on Twitter. You got Spike fucking Lee. I don't know where his sense of fucking mind comes from. Not the brightest of cats. Spike fucking Lee comes out and gives out an address on Twitter in Sanford. It says, this is where the guy lives. Go kick his ass. And then we all find out that it's really an elderly couple that lives in the area, but it's not really them. Has the same last name. And they're afraid for their lives because half the world of ethnicity wants to go over to their house and kill them now. It's ridiculous. It's a big fucking mess. I don't know what it is with Florida, Central Florida, Orlando, when it comes down to controversies and bullshit, why they can't get their shit straight. It started with, you know, look at Casey Anthony. Look at that whole mess. That whole mess of the way the media handled the Casey Anthony case. And not only...
They use these terrible, terrible tragedies, man, to gain some exposure for their own ratings,
ratings, and now the Obama administration is going to use it. We're like, whoa, you know, I guess the Obama administration thinks they're the Kennedy administration, when the Kennedy administration was, you know, pro civil rights and you know, Kennedy was sending the National Guard into, you know, whatever southern state that was trying to segregate the schools. And the blacks got behind Kennedy. I think Obama administration is over there wringing their hands like, oh, we got this shit now. We got this shit now. We're going to back up Trayvon. We're going to back up the Trayvon thing, and we're going to get them votes in 2012. You know what I mean? It's just sad. And in the end, it's a kid that died. A mom and dad without their kid. Kid before he even started his... why even talk about it? It's a prank call show, right? I just wanted to talk about that. Just wanted to mention it.
Hey, Mono.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a technical question here. Have you heard anything about the Galaxy S3 Samsung?
I've heard some things about rumors about it's coming out, it's going to be this, it's going to be that. I heard some things here and there. Yeah, sure. What's up?
No, I'm just wanting to find out from you what the shibby is, what you got, man, because it's usually pretty on the spot, man, cutting edge.
No. Yeah, I mean, I know about it, but no, not much. Not much. I mean, I've read about it.
The HTC release, man, because I hear they're trying to instead of May 22nd for the Galaxy S3, it's going to have a 4.8 AMOLED, which is like a non-backlight LED with huge pixels on it. It's going to be HD. It's like quad-core.
HTC has a phone comes out every month, so I couldn't tell you. It's hard to keep up. The Samsung...
No, I'm talking about the Galaxy. No, there's another one HTC's got, the Galaxy, the HTC One or something I just read about.
Yeah, not Galaxy. Samsung is Galaxy, so no, not that. Definitely not a Galaxy. HTC Galaxy. Samsung does the Galaxy, not HTC.
Right.
Yeah, right. This
thing is super fat. A quad-core 1.5.
Yeah, the Galaxy is going to be a quad-core phone. Galaxy S3 is going to be a quad-core phone. Sounds good. I don't know. I mean, I can't tell you much. I've given up on trying to keep up with it, you know?
I kind of figured you probably knew a little bit about it.
I know a little bit. I just know the Galaxy S3 is supposed to be a really good phone. I know T-Mobile's working on getting it, or they're rumored to be getting it. That's as far as I can tell you. Been a little bit out of the loop lately. It looks like a good phone. I don't know what you're looking. You got the Evo, so that should be coming up pretty soon for you.
I got the first Evo, dude, and I'm going on 2 years, and it's a single processor. And I'm about ready to upgrade, man, because this thing is just laggy.
I mean,
I look at the dual cores and how much battery saving they have and much more power they have, and it's like, fuck.
Oh, you look at this.
Very first, awesome 4G phone.
What about the Galaxy Nexus? What about the Galaxy Nexus? What about the Galaxy Nexus then?
Yeah, but if they're going to release the S3 in April or May, what the fuck am I going to buy an S2 and it's already going to be outdated in like 2 months?
Any phone you get is going to be like that.
I don't give a fuck, dude. I mean, if I know that there's one just ready to break, I'll wait. That's what I did with the Evo. I was going to get something else. Then I found out the Evo was coming, and I waited like an extra like 4 months for that motherfucker.
I don't know, man. Yeah, you got to do what you got to do, man. It just happens, man. When it comes to phones, especially with Android, it's all fragmented. You know, I mean, I would say hang on the the Galaxy S3 looks like it's going to be a good phone. I would hang on for that. Wait for that to come out. Do that.
I was wondering what this new HTC phone was. It said the HTC One or some shit like that. I'm trying to figure out.
HTC One, I heard about that too. Yeah, this should be a good phone.
It's brand new. I just heard about that one.
Yeah, I thought it was a T-Mobile phone. It might be coming up for the other carriers. I couldn't tell you off the hand, off the cuff.
Who?
I couldn't tell you. Yeah, T-Mobile's getting it for sure because it's all on the T-Mobile website I go to. They talk about it.
What's that?
The HTC One S release date revealed Sunday, April 22nd, apparently. That was announced today on the T-Mobile.
Yeah, they want to try and move up the release date of the S3 because they don't want to get behind the HTC release date. They're going in May. They want to do it in April now.
That makes sense to me. They should do that. God damn it.
I love my HTC, man. Those bitches are fucking sweet.
All right. That sounds
good. Oh, here it is. HTC One X, extraordinary quad-core, lightning-fast web browsing, amazing picture quality, games. What the fuck is all the AT&T's going to get it?
All right. Sounds like a plan.
One X, One S, and One V.
I don't know what all those letters mean, man. Hey, it's a madhouse.
They're probably different types of, the modulation, like the CDMA, the GSM, the, TDMA.
TDMA X1. Get that. A JPEG. Listen, Milkman, let's get to prank calls and madhouse news real quick. Two little items, first of all. There's going to be two posts in the forums coming up soon in Madhouse this weekend. They're very important. The first one, I haven't started it yet, but I'm looking for all the Madhouse fans throughout the years, even current fans. We're going to be sending up a forums post. I'm going to set up something on the website where it's just going to throw up a random Madhouse quote at you every time you visit the webpage, madhouselive.com. I've come up with a small list of some things, but any Madhouse quotes, anything that Milkman has said, that I have said, that any of our prank call victims. So I've got like stuff like, kiss my pussies on there and, stuff like, Like, fuck you, bitch, motherfucker. Things like that. Things that over the last...
How much are your spaces?
Stuff going back for the last 7 years. Stuff like that. Enigma throws in goddamn bath salts, goddamn it. Things like that.
Are those man pants?
Yeah, all those things. You know, I just need a list. Any of you, I'm going to make a list myself and I'll put it on the forums, but feel free to add to that or start the
yeah,
post
you know,
now.
The Adolphus calls with the carrot, you know.
Yeah, this is not a natural call. I wrote that down. That's a funny. That's what the lady told me. That this is not a natural call, she told me, about sticking a carrot in the ass. So things like that. If any of you get to it before I do tonight, just start a post in the Madhouse forums there on the website, you know, for quotes, and start throwing them in there, and I'm going to do something with that.
Hardcore, longtime followers, man. You know, don't forget about the amazing Charlie call, man, and blessing of the phone and the holy water.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much material just in that alone, man.
Years and years and years. Anyway, so request of pranks. We got some that came in during the week and some from tonight. Start off with a Waffle House. Call them and ask them questions. Tell them you will like to make a reservation. Once they ask your name, how does Waffle House take a reservation? Once they ask your name, tell them it's huge ass. If you get a male employee, you're lucky. They are stoners. If they say they won't take a reservation, go plan B and ask them about 420. Okay. We got a Waffle House in Chicago, Illinois. This is big, sent in by Big Coleman. Kind of a juvenile idea, but yeah, whatever, man. I'm the prank monkey, and this is the first prank of the night. It's always a throwaway, so let's do it. I got a lot of ideas for Request of Pranks tonight. I got a lot of good ideas for Request of Pranks tonight. I'm excited about it. Hello.
Thanks for calling Waffle House Lindhart.
Hi. Do you take reservations, or is this one of those stupid... Shut up. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, do you take reservations? Is this one of those places with colored people where you just sit down and do whatever you... Hello.
Hello.
Wow. Thank you, Coleman, for sending in that number where they don't have a good phone. That's one of those shit. My mom had one of those phones when I was growing up. You know what I mean? The fucking, she had the fucking cord on it that reached. You could reach from one hand, end of the house to the other with the fucking cord of the cord of the phone, and it was so weak. You know, like if you moved around, it was like you're talking on the phone. You had to push, keep pushing of the. The jack in on the receiver and keep her from doing that. Jesus Christ. Cord's getting all tangled up and shit. All wound up. Ugh, God. God, thank God we don't do that anymore.
Thanks for calling off the house, Lindhart.
Yeah, what happened?
The phone disconnected.
What's wrong with the phone?
It's messed up. What can we do for you?
Is it a cordless phone or does it have a cord on it?
It has a cord and it's connected to our credit card machine.
Oh, it's one of those old phones with a cord?
Yeah.
Is it all wound up, like all coiled up? The.
I don't know, honey. I don't have time to be talking. What? I have work to do.
You're looking at it. The phone, the cord, is it all like, when you hang it up, does it get all like wound up around itself, like coiled up?
I don't know. The phone is old and it belongs to Waffle House. I don't know. I just work here.
Oh, can you check the serial number?
What can we do for you?
I want to check the phone out before I make the order. Can you check the serial number on it?
I don't know, sweetheart. What can we do for you?
I wanted to make an order.
Okay, what can we get for you?
The telephone. Just wanted to check the serial number on it first.
Well, I don't know the serial number. I'm not about to look for all that. I'm here to take orders. What can we do for you?
What's this? I need the click count on your credit card machine and the serial number on the telephone.
I can't do that. Bye.
Well, I'm calling... What a shitty phone. The click count.
Thanks for calling Waffle House Lindhart.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Hello?
Yeah, can you please give me just the serial number off the phone? It's very...
I can't do that, honey. Why? I don't know you. You're calling the business asking for serial numbers on phone.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I can't do that. No, I can't do that. Sorry.
Look, sweetie,
have
please.
A good day.
Honey.
Bye-bye.
Honey, sweetie. No, oh, man. All right, one more. One more, milkman, one more.
Waffle House Ghost speaking.
Hey, big guy, how you doing?
All right, thank you.
That's good. Yeah, I was calling about the serial number on the telephone, and it was just to make a record of that for the book.
I don't know, man. You would have to call back and ask management that, man.
If you check the bottom of the phone, it has the number on there, if you don't mind.
I'm sorry, man. Can't do that.
Come on.
You'd have to call back and ask management. Thank
can
you.
Can I ask the lady again?
I'm sorry.
What do you... Shit. Did they hang up? They're still there. Hello? We'll keep them on the phone until they hang up, Milkman. What do you think about that, huh? Waffle House? You ever been to a Waffle House, Milkman? You like that stuff? Like waffles and houses? House of Waffles, Milkman? No? Milkman? Milkman must have a customer.
Thanks for calling Waffle House, my heart.
Yeah, hey, Floppy Tits. My question is, the waffles there, do they come with the hash browns, or is that an additional to them?
Waffles are served separate. And did you just call me a bitch?
No, I said Floppy Tits.
Floppy Tits?
Floppy. Oh. You got big floppers.
No, I don't. My titties are perfect, bitch.
Hey,
Commander Haggers, baby, perfection.
I like big floppers. What's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with a pair of big floppers. Dice Star Stranger, she's got big floppers. big pair of floppers. Oh
yeah,
boy.
She got some bang in that rack.
Where'd you go, Milkman? I was trying to talk to you. Where'd you go? You were the customer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Watch out for that, man. All right, good. Another request of prank we got here for a lady named Kayla. Help me get revenge for all the shit she put me through over the past year. Uh-huh.
Kayla.
Kayla lives in Ohio, and we're supposed to ask for the revenge for all the shit she did. Okay, whatever.
What part of Ohio?
I don't want to really give out the Kayla's address. Fairburn, Ohio?
Not the exact address. What about a town?
Fairborn.
I don't know what the fuck that's at. Sounds north.
Sounds north? It sounds north. How do you know what it sounds like? So north.
Because those fucking weird ass names pop up you up there.
Sounds south to me, bitch. You know, we got a listener from Australia.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Is this Kayla?
Yes.
You dropped me on my knees, Kayla. Got me begging, please. Baby now, Kayla. You know that song?
Who is this?
This is Cross. You dropped me on my knees, Kayla. And I was looking at a picture of you here from the yearbook.
Hmm?
Yeah, I was looking at a picture of you here in the yearbook from when we were in high school. Remember high school? Are you sleeping?
I think you got me confused with somebody else.
This is big Kayla Walker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you. We went to high school together. I've got you my yearbook. You signed it. Remember?
High school, dude. I'm still in high school.
Yeah, we were going together, but I graduated already. Well, oh my God. So...
I can't remember.
You don't remember me?
Can't remember anything from last year.
You remember English class?
Yes.
Remember all that fucking homework we had to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's bullshit.
It was bullshit.
It was bullshit, yeah. So, totally. So, did you hear about Justin Bieber?
What about him?
You hear he got a girl pregnant?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Oh, my God. Did you hear about Brent?
What about him?
Brent got into a fight with Mike.
Oh, wow.
After school, yeah, totally. Did you hear about it?
I think I heard something about it.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? So, hey, do you want to go to prom?
Well, I don't know. I got a boyfriend now.
Well, that's cool. Look, I'm renting a car. I'm renting a Dodge Stratus for a prom. All right.
I'm gonna have to think about it.
I'm gonna have a lot of weed, and my parents are gonna get a hotel room for me. So.
I'm gonna have to think about it.
Oh, come on! Will you see me tomorrow after class?
All right, I'll talk to you.
All right, you know who this is, right?
Say your name again.
Cross. My name's Cross.
Cross.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to meet you again.
You remember Cody?
Still kind of fun.
You remember Cody?
Cody.
Cody.
Hmm.
Do you know who Cody is?
Cody who?
Cody Swan.
Yeah.
He told me to give you a call.
Why?
He said he went up in that and it was good.
What did he say?
He said he went up in that. Well.
Cody.
He said you were down. You like the party, man.
What the hell is he saying now?
Cody said that you're down to party and stuff, that you slept with him and all that, that you went down to him.
I did.
All that shit. Dude, so, like.
I never even met him in real life.
Look, me and Cody were watching. I was at Cody's house, right? Are you listening?
Yeah.
I was at Cody's house. And
yeah.
It started out like he had this porno DVD, right? And I said, yeah. Oh, that's fucked up. And he said, yeah, you want to watch it? And then, so we started watching it. And then he started jacking off. He asked me if it was okay. And I said, yeah, sure. And then I started jacking off. And then I was telling him, like, yeah, I really want to get, like, a blowjob from a girl. And he said, yeah, you know, Kayla, she gave me a few blowjobs. She's really good. And I said, oh, word? And he said, yeah. And he gave me your phone number. He said he'd give you a call.
What the fuck?
I'm just telling you.
I never even met the guy in real life.
We're bisexual. Where do you know him from?
Internet.
Well?
He's just a friend of mine.
Well, he's bisexual.
What?
He's bisexual.
Oh, wow.
Me and him both. Hey, can you touch your elbows behind your back?
What?
Can you touch your elbows behind your back?
No.
Can you try?
Why?
Just tell me if you can. Try and see if you can.
I can't.
Are you trying?
Yeah, I can't do anything.
What? How far can you get?
Not really far. But... Oh.
That's it?
What? Yes.
Well, is that it? Did you get it? All right, cool.
This is some kind of joke. I'm going to be kind of pissed off right now.
No, he told me to give you a call and all that, so. All right, see you later. Bye. Hang up on a milkman. I don't know. Was that illegal what I did? I used to get when
I how nice are a flopper?
When I was in high school, I'm not gonna ask her that. When I was in high school, I used to ask girls, "Can you touch your elbows behind your back?" Oh, let me try. The girls with big tits, the Puerto Rican girls with big tits, I'd ask them that, and they were like, "Let me see." They'd always notice, like. After they did it, usually, except for the really dumb ones, they notice after they did it for like 2 seconds. I'm like, ah, oh, fuck. Oh, Carlito, you messed around again. You got me again. That reminds me, there's a really awesome trick, Milkman. I don't know, have you ever tried the salt shaker trick?
The what?
the salt shaker trick. Have you ever tried the salt shaker trick?
No, but I like the tank shaker trick.
No, there's you can trick your mind. You know how you can trick your mind into doing certain things? There's a trick where you can, if you tilt your head back and you act like you're shaking a salt shaker into your mouth, it can actually taste salt. Like, it tastes kind of salty. It's really creepy.
You gotta be kidding me.
Try it.
You really believe that shit?
Try it. Put your head back and act like you're using a salt shaker on your tongue.
Right now, it tastes like tea.
All the guys out there, everybody, try that right now. Act like you're shaking a salt shaker in your mouth.
Well, and, of course, it might come up tea back if you got your mouth open real wide.
It works. It works for me. I don't know. It's amazing. I can't believe. Yeah, I got my wife for that. I was like, Athena, you can do that. She started doing it. He's like, you asshole. And then she had a bunch of people do it too. That's funny. We had fun. All right, so moving right along. Lonesome Losers in the house. Hey, Lonesome, how you doing? We got requests for pranks, but sending your confirmation. Lonesome, sending your confirmation machines. In the meantime, Big Verge, who's in the chat room, has sent in Sonny's House of Pizza. Sonny's a miserable short little gang banger from Massachusetts who moved up north to get away from some heat. He opened up a pizza shop as a front, but is actively selling. If you want to buy, you got to order a pizza with African sausage. If he refuses, you must tell him that you won't settle for the Puerto Rican sausage because the African sausage is bigger. He will understand. This will make him very angry because he only deals face-to-face. I guess that's the code for the pot is I want sausage on my pizza, African sausage or Puerto Rican sausage, whatever.
Yeah, what if they also order, like, white cream with that?
I don't know. He sent this on Tuesday originally. I sent it to RBCP to do on his show on Tuesday night, the phone show. I don't know if RBCP got to it or not, but I'll try it.
See,
here.
This is like one of them stale ones that Nanu sent people, man. Like, it's already been burnt.
I sent this one, not Nanu, okay?
I know, but it's already cracked. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to share. I'm trying to be nice. RBCP's working against some Blockbuster. Some Blockbuster customers or some pizza customers, and I'm excited about that too.
Emma said that the patch may be on to us.
Milkman, enema.
You have reached 00. Please leave your.
Whoops. That got out. I'll edit that on the podcast. Sorry about that. I am smoking a cigar here. I am smoking my favorite brand of cigar.
Thanks for that one, Nuno. Good job, buddy.
My favorite brand of cigar, Cohiba. These are the red dots from Dominican Republic. Of course, the better ones are the yellow bands. Those are from Cuba.
El Presidente's.
Those are for Cuba. These are the Dominican version, the legal version in the United States, Cohiba.
Uh-huh.
The best you can get, if you ask me. Best bang for the buck.
But you ever like to get the macaroni noodles with the black wrapper?
Macanudos, I do get macanudos. I've been smoking a cigar every day, and I get what I do is I'll show you, Milkman. I get these miniatures. They're good enough for a car ride home from work after work. They're about the size of a cigarette,
like
maybe.
The ones with like the big ass ring size, like fucking Churchill's.
Yeah, the Churchill's. Yeah, but that's a Churchill and all those big ones. It's good for the weekend, but I'm smoking one a day to relax. It helps out, and the doctor
I just
told
like
me
the flavor because like the skinny ones like get hot and then they like you know they like warp the flavor. That's why I like the big ones.
Whatever, man. I don't know.
You're right though. Yeah, by the time you get down smoking it, you know if you stop, it's gonna dry out. You know.
No, you can't. When you start a cigar, you have to go through it. You can't stop and start. It's gonna be nasty. No, you can't.
You're right. They are all fucking huge hogers.
Yeah. I mean that's good. That's a good Saturday afternoon. You know you're not working. You know, sit out on the patio on the porch, you know, or the bar and, you know, take your time, good 90 minutes, smoke a cigar, watching golf, you know what I mean? Watching some March Madness, something like that, having a good time with a cigar. That's something you do, but on a daily basis, I smoke these miniatures here. But I've been smoking the Macanudos, but today about the Cohibas.
I'll try one of my pyramid-shaped ones, man.
Monte Cristo?
I don't know what they are, but you know they're tapered. They're kind of like
torpedoes. Toreados.
Like a cone. You know, you smoke the small end. And fat on the end.
Yeah, I think those are Toreados, I think. I don't know. I'm not a cigar expert. I do pretty good when it comes to cigars.
Called pyramids. I don't know.
No, all pyramids. Get the fuck out of here, you pyramid. What is this?
I don't know, dude. I quit smoking cigars long ago, man. I used to get these ones that, like, the brown wrapper. Not some green natural. What's the brown wrapper called?
Maduro?
Yeah. And then they had, like, a chocolate flavor, man. They were from Brazil, man. They got, like, chocolatey flavor. They were fucking good.
Yeah, Maduros are good, man. Maduros are the dark ones, man. You smoke on that, it's strong shit. Yeah, I had today my new coworker.
It'll get real rank in your mouth, though, you know?
Yeah, you gotta be careful. Me and my new coworker, he's 20, but he smokes cigars, and he's all excited because I smoke cigars. So before we went to the big get-together, We walked down. We're downtown. We walked down to the cigar place, and we bought some big ones. So we got two Maduros, and we smoked them on the way there. And then when we got there, we actually were the last ones into the bowling alley. We hung out outside for a good 20 minutes finishing our cigars. But we got some Maduros, and the ones we got, man, like I cut it and I put it in my mouth and I put my tongue against the end. And it tingled. That's how dark and rich. You know what I mean? Like, it was already tingling. You know what I mean? Like, just touching the tobacco with your tongue was, like, tingly. Kind of. It was kind of good. Good stuff, man. That was good. We had a good time.
Was there any other tongue touching on anything else?
No, man. I'm not even faggot.
Just checking, man. You know, I don't know, like, tea bags, like, got in the situation, or, you know.
No.
I have the exuberance of the fetish for the mouth fetish.
God, no. Listen, Kelly.
The phallic-shaped cigars.
We got a number for Kelly here. Kelly designed a webpage.
Hey, change the subject quick here, Mono. Come on, man. Work with me.
Kelly designed Kelly, shut up. Kelly designed a webpage for a seafood company that really sucks. Big Samantha.
I still love you, man.
Samantha, I haven't heard from you in a long time. What's up?
I died.
Oh, my God. Where were you been? God. Well, it's good to hear from you. You ever talk to Milkman? Milkman's here. Milkman doesn't know who you are.
Milkman on twitter.com/IMMJohn.
There you go.
Who is this?
That's Big Samantha. Big fan of yours, Milkman.
Milkman. Oh.
Yeah.
Hello, baby. How you doing? You sound awful cute.
Oh, God. Here we go. And she's creeped out on me.
I like the fresh voice. That's nice. Awesome.
Anyway, she...
What you saying, girlfriend? You've been missing MIA. Fill us in.
Can you send me cock pics?
Milkman? Cock pics?
What?
Cock pics.
She
wants you to take a picture of the cock.
Oh, yeah, well, hell yeah, man. Okay, cool.
You cannot
release it. You can't share this with anybody. It's like a corkscrew. It kind of looks like, you know, kind of like a pig's tail.
Oh, God, that's gross.
Don't worry, I'm familiar with receiving these kind of special pictures from celebrities. I'll sign a non-disclosure agreement if you would like.
Celebrities. All right, listen. All right, we got a number
well,
here.
From all the piercings, you know, after many years of piercing, that kind of grows in like a twist.
All right, Milkman, you're creeping me out. Shut up. All right, we got a number for Kelly. Kelly designed a webpage for a seafood company that really sucks. Tell her that you think she sucks and she has a big fat ass. All right, Samantha. You want to do a prank call? You just want to sit there and be cute?
That's a tough decision.
I know. What do I do?
Well, can we do a little bit of both?
Sure, yeah. Do a cute prank call. All right.
Cute prank call.
You jump in when you feel it. She answers.
Hi, this is Kelly. I'm sorry I missed your call, but please leave a...
Of course
she sounds pretty.
She sounds small. I break her.
I split her in half.
That was funny. Split her in half. You talk like a dude. I like that.
I get that a lot. I look like one, too.
Awesome.
Are you into that?
Best hand jobs are from dudes, man.
Thank you.
They're really difficult. You gotta understand that.
Hi, this is Kelly. I'm sorry.
You do, Samantha, and that's true. That's something all ladies could learn from. Samantha here could show you. Ladies, you gotta put some effort. You gotta listen to the man when it comes down. Because most men, like, when they're getting one, they don't want to start telling a woman, you know, oh, do it this way, do it that way, because then she's like, I don't want to do it anymore. You know what I mean? You're just happier getting the hand job. Right, Milkman? You know what I'm talking
some
about.
Some things you don't ask, and some things you don't discuss. Some things you just, like, move in automation, and it's kind of, you know, the moment takes you up, right. The groove gets it going, you know?
I think,
like talking, you're like, kill the buzz.
I think it's all about the way you hold it, the way you grasp it, you know? You got to have not too much pressure, not too much, not too little. It's like an egg. You gotta hold
well, I mean, part. There's totally different rules for the cut and the uncut team. The cut team, that shit's like fucking, that's harder than theoretical physics. I can't manage that shit.
Oh, you're messing around with uncut? Man, that's nasty, really? I'm not done.
Well, I don't usually, but that shit is a lot easier than trying to manage.
Real cool thing.
That looks scary. I'm full bad. I mean, here,
it looks
let's...
like a dog, man. It's like so canine looking, you know? It's like, eh.
I mean, look. Let's all give a round of. I mean, for Samantha having to deal with uncut cock.
All right,
I mean, you guys think you have it bad. She has to, you know, jerk off and mess with, you know, men that don't circumcise, and that's just nasty, guys. Let's get that cut, man.
Well, don't you feel sorry for the babies?
No.
No.
The baby's getting all cut.
They're going to have to be clean.
What
was that?
That was the Mormon Church of Jesus Christ. But no way, Carlito needs to have his soul saved, and the Mormons think they just the folks. Mormons are crazy. All right, let's try to call him again.
Isn't there a 24-hour prayer line?
That's what I'm trying. The Mormons, it's not answering that.
No agents are available to take your call.
No agents available. I'll
so what, we
later.
Don't get a cue? We don't get some nice, uplifting hold music?
Well, yeah, a little bit. Come on. Put some effort in. Mormons really need to get their act straight together. They're talking about living this principle and all this shit. And look, yeah. This could be a fucking spiritual crisis I'm in here. Shit.
They're too busy fucking.
No kidding.
And impregnating their 15th child wife.
All those women they got. Just the life. Listen, Food Co-op. They help with your vegetarian diet several months ago. Someone there can hook you up with weed. Ask them about herbal remedies. I remember calling this place. Okay, we'll call them again.
I'm a vegetarian.
Are you really?
Yeah. Did you know that vegetarian cum tastes better?
I've heard that if you eat pineapple, it makes it taste better.
Yeah, I heard that too. Any citrus, really.
Wait, you know something I noticed? If I eat onion and I pee, I smell onion in my pee, so... I mean, totally. I mean, I could see that happening.
That does happen. Deal with a burrito, man.
Yeah, there you go.
What well, about asparagus?
Oh, well, that's honest. That's, everyone knows
well,
about that.
Well, that goes without saying, man. They get the rose aroma there.
Yeah.
No, actually, some people, it's actually a mutation. Only
Thanks
some people can smell
co-op.
It.
They're closed, too. Yeah, you know, Samantha, there's these special pills that they sell now that specifically target the semen and make it taste better.
You want to do some double blind tests?
Well, I've thought about that myself. Well, they've got, you know, they've got different, like, they have a cherry flavored one and stuff like that. I don't know how it works. I guess it's just whatever's in it goes straight to the boys, to the ball sack.
Do you think they have a Twinkie flavored one?
Ooh, there you go. I might try that.
Thanks for calling the Food Co-op.
Please hold while I transfer you to the operator.
Damn, my cigar went out. Samantha, you smoke cigars? Something sexy about a girl smoking a cigar.
Only if it's filled with chronic.
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
There used to be a 2600er name.
Thank you for calling
the
Sketchy Valley Food Co-op. This is Jason speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Jason. I had a question about vegetarian diets there and some vegetarian items that you have.
Okie dokie. Let me transfer you to grocery. 1 moment.
There you go. Is 2600 still even published?
Yeah. We should write an article.
Mm-hmm.
This is Lauren and Grocery.
Hi, Eddie. Listen, I had a question about some of the vegetarian items there.
Okay.
I know there's one specifically that if you... There's some different items there that I'm trying to make the right recipe here for my wife. And she's on the line also. Her name is Samantha.
That's me.
So what we're trying to get to is I know there's certain things that the man can eat that makes things taste a little better. afterwards. Mm-hmm. I know pineapple is one. Do you have any dishes there or anything you could recommend that'll make the, you know, certain things taste better?
Certain things taste better?
Yeah.
For sweetness? Is that right?
Sweetness or just the flavor. My wife, she likes like a cherry flavor. So we're looking something that might make it so after, you know, when we're intimate together in bed, that things come out tasting a little better, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Did you tell him about the pineapple?
Did you know about the pineapple?
Mm-mm.
Well,
you know, I can't think of anything.
You should just ask someone else there who might have more experience in this arena.
All right.
Is he serious? Does he know what I'm getting at all? Well, I went on him to ask people about what makes your cum taste better.
I wanted to hear him ask.
Yeah, no fair. We got some restaurants here coming in from Lonesome Loser. Mario's Pizza, Biggie's Restaurant, Big Tony's Grill.
Biggie's.
Biggie Smalls, King of New York, King of Brooklyn. Spanky's Pizza and Italiana. Cool. Where do you live, Samantha? The West Coast?
No.
No? Good. Keep it at that. I'm just saying. I was just curious.
I live in Canada.
I see.
It's North Coast.
North Coast. This might take a while here. Maybe we can do another prank while we wait.
It takes a while because he needs to find a vegetarian guy that actually gets laid.
Yeah. Milkman gets laid now. I don't know if you've been listening to the show lately, but he's been getting laid left and right.
I saw Brad post about that, and I was very happy for him.
Good Milkman, but he's not vegetarian at all. I think all he eats is meat.
Is that true, Milkman?
Milkman. He's with a customer now. He's getting laid.
I don't think Milkman likes me. I think he's just not talking because I'm on the line.
No, he's with a customer. It's cool. Samantha, I just want to thank you. When I was going through my eye surgeries and my troubles, you were very nice to me when I called into the phone show a few times.
I really have a spot in my heart for the disabled. I've worked with them before, and I understand some of the struggles they go through being ostracized by society and everything. Sometimes they just need someone to be nice to them because it may be the only person that's nice to them that day.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, I was going through a lot, and I remember...
And your divorce.
Yeah. My divorce?
Sorry about the waiver you're holding for?
We were calling about what makes your semen taste better.
What's that?
What makes the semen taste better? The guy was looking into it.
Okay, I'll let him know that you are back on the line. 1 second.
Thanks. The guy is about to see
back on the line? Where did we go?
The guy about the comments back on the line. Oh boy.
Are you gonna come to Hope?
I'm planning on it. I'm gonna need a ride though. I don't know. I can't really get out there. Can't drive. So.
Yeah, you can't drive.
No.
Do they let blind people fly on the planes?
Sure.
Not fly the planes, but sit in the seat.
Yeah.
Hi, thanks for holding. This is Nancy Lee in the health and beauty department.
Oh, she would know. She sounds like she would know. Ask her.
Yeah, listen. Hi. I was talking to the vegetarian department.
Mm-hmm.
There, we had been in there before, my wife and I, and the gentleman that works there was recommending certain things that make things taste better for my wife after when we're together at night, after we have...
The semen.
Yeah, that.
Uh-huh.
So
interesting.
The gentleman had...
Do you remember who...
Hmm?
Do you remember who it was you were talking to? When you called in earlier this evening?
No, we were in there earlier today, uh-huh. And he made some recommendations, but we're...
The pineapple. Tell her about the pineapple.
Yeah, he recommended pineapple. He said that makes semen taste better. But he mentioned some other things, and then my wife, she's a big fan of cherries. Mm-hmm. So we were hoping something that we could maybe get or order the next time we come in. That would make the semen taste like cherries after I ejaculate.
Hmm. You know, I'm not familiar with any product that would do that. It might be something you could look up online and research.
We don't have computers.
Mm-mm. We don't have computers.
Yeah, I can't think of anything. I mean, you were talking to someone who is an employee here?
Yeah, he was telling us about how he and his girlfriend, they do this thing with a pineapple and all that, and that sounds all fine and good. But we're Mormons, and we don't really like tropical fruits and stuff like that. And cherries are a nice American fruit, you know?
Or apples.
Well, mm-hmm. I guess your best bet would be to come back in here and talk with him then, because it's not something I can help you with. I just don't have that kind of knowledge.
Well, how many apples would I have to eat and then after I masturbate, like, you know, where it comes out and it tastes like semen?
It tastes like apples.
Yeah. Apples, yes, that too.
Yeah, sorry, like I said, it's out of my realm.
Well,
are you one of those women that goes with women?
Answer the question.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what the question was.
Are you one of those women that goes with women, other women? Is that why you don't know?
You know, guys, I'm sure you have authentic questions that you want answered, and I'm not going to be the person to do that for you tonight. So I'm going to hang up now, and like I said, your best bet is to come back in when this person you spoke with, or if you know who it is, I can let him know that you were calling to talk to him. But I don't have any answers for you.
You tell me. You sound like you have a saucy little mouth on you. She does. That's cool. All right. Well, there you go. In the meantime, we have Spanky's. Speaking of that, Spanky speaks in Italian.
Why do they call it Spanky's?
I don't know. Why would they call it Spanky's? That's ridiculous.
That's a bit suggestive. I'm thinking about what they're doing in the back room before they're tossing my pizza. Are they tossing something else?
Not what I want to think about when it comes to pizza. I don't want Spanky's. I don't want that in my hand. Dustin Kiefer's here. Dustin, how are you, sir?
Holy crap. You finally added me in here.
Did you? Good. Well, welcome, Dustin. You've been calling quite a bit. And now you're here. Welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Took a while.
All right. Samantha's here. How to Samantha?
Twitter.com/IMeltonJohn.
There you go. Cool. Are you the one that talked to, who did you talk to Waz? Weren't you on the line when I was talking to Waz and I said some weird shit to him or something like that?
That was Captain Crunch. I've also talked to Waz and Mitnick.
Yeah. What did I say? Didn't I say something weird to Captain Crunch about his
whistles? Oh, you were fucking hilarious.
I was mean.
You asked him about Ram Check. I was dying.
Captain Crunch. That's funny.
Oh, that guy is great.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Spanky's Pizza.
Oh, Belushi's on.
Big Belushi.
Let's see if he calls in.
How many listeners are there right now?
Spanky's.
Thank you.
Spanky's.
Thank you. Spanky's?
Yeah, how can we help you?
Oh, you can help me. Great. Listen, I was a little concerned about the taste of the pizza. Will that affect anything after I eat that with my wife?
Say that again one more time?
With my wife. I was wondering if it will affect anything. After we eat that.
Eat what?
After we have some of the pizza and all that. You have a lot of garlics and sauces and things like that there, right?
Yeah, what kind? Did you already order a pizza? We're already closed for tonight.
Yeah, we already ordered pizza and we ate it and everything. But then my wife and I, we've had some red wine and pizza and everything. We're a little bloated, you know. We were thinking, maybe we'd, have a little bit of sex. But we're just concerned, what that might do to the taste of things.
Nah, man, you all right, man. Go ahead and handle your business.
All right. Okay, that's cool. I mean, you have an experience with this?
With what?
With the taste of the semen.
Oh, no, I don't know what you're talking about, man.
You know how the semen gets that taste of garlic, maybe, or onion?
Nah.
Oh, come on.
Nah, I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Are you married?
Huh?
Are you married?
Nah, I got two baby mamas, though, man. I'm not married, though.
Oh, so they don't... It's never affected things?
Nah, man.
Well,
everything's
obviously,
been good.
They're not swallowing. They're putting it somewhere else.
They're putting it...
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So,
do you like the cream pie, or what's wrong? What, you didn't pull out in time?
Oh, no, man. Everything worked out great, though. Mm-hmm. You guys have a good night.
What do you have two baby mamas? You're not married, though?
What's that?
You're not married, but you have two babies of different mothers?
Yeah, man. I'm stupid.
Do you know?
I'd like to talk to you about Mormonism, because it sounds like you may be a little bit lost in life.
How you figure?
Well, normal people, they don't have sex before they're married. And I'm a bit troubled that you seem to have had it twice.
At least.
Yeah, and I do apologize about that, but you know, I'm living and learning. But I do take care of both of my kids. I do.
By working at a pizza shop?
What's that?
With your wage from the pizza shop?
Oh no, I do other things. I do other things. This is not my only hustle.
You're
so
weird.
Are you a doctor?
I'm taking care.
Huh? Are you a doctor?
You're a doctor?
I'm not a doctor. No, I cut hair on the side too. I'm a barber. I got a barbershop too that I work at.
So did you like? Do you go no condom? I mean, what's wrong?
Are you like Cedric the Entertainer in the movie The Barbershop?
Hold on, what?
Are you like Cedric the Entertainer in the movie Barbershop?
Nah, I'm more like the Entertainer. That was a good one.
See, Cedric.
You guys are crazy, man. Where y'all from? Y'all not from around here or what?
I'm from Utah.
From Utah.
Salt Lake City.
Damn, I never been there. How's everything out there?
Well, it's hot. Your kind of people like it here.
Oh, yeah? What are the women like out there? They big freaks or what?
After marriage, then they can be a little bit on the raunchy
side. Oh, yeah,
side.
I forgot. You don't like that before marriage stuff, huh? I forgot, I'm sorry.
Well, I accept your apology, but the real question is, will Jesus?
Well, you know what? That's what I have to deal with when that day comes, huh?
I guess.
But
so.
You know, he knows my heart. I'm a good person.
So
everybody makes mistakes.
I'm just curious, huh? So why, but I'm not trying to be an asshole, but so do you just not like using the condoms? It takes away the feelings, or I mean, is there a hole in the condom now twice?
Well, when I'm pretty regular with somebody, I'm more apt not to from time to time. But if I'm just messing around with you, of course, I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, but obviously, tape it up. But you're way too fertile here. First of all, you know, you're not even married. If you're gonna have sex without a condom, at least you should maybe be married.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's true, and I do have somebody in my life that I'm at least considering, but, you know, I'm not going to just jump into it, you know what I mean? So,
third time's the charm, brother. Third time's the charm.
How's your relationship? Are y'all married?
We're open.
Huh?
No, we're good. Yeah, we're loving each other, but, you know, I'm wearing a condom the whole time. I don't know her that well.
Okay.
We got married. We got married so I could get on her medical insurance.
No,
I'm
okay,
Canadian originally, you see, so we go back every time he gets an injury.
Well, you need eye surgery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm disabled, you see. She took pity on me.
Well, next time y'all stop in, man, y'all come holler at me, man. I'd love to meet y'all. Y'all been some good people, man.
We'll party. We'll have unprotected sex together.
What's that?
We'll have unprotected sex together. We'll party.
Nah, I don't like messing with men. I'm sorry, bro.
Well, can I just? I'll watch.
Huh?
I'll watch.
If you don't mind me knocking the back out of your woman, man. I mean,
all right.
I mean, you know.
Sounds like a party.
Do you know how to make white girl hair look pretty too, or do you only know about them nappy headed hoes?
What do you mean? What do you mean? Say that again.
Do you know
white
how to make
hair look pretty
white
too?
Girl hair? Yeah.
What are you talking about? The top hair? Because most of the females I mess with don't have no hair on the cat.
How did my cat get into this conversation?
Your pussy.
Well, I was trying. I was trying to be nice. I wasn't trying to say pussy.
Oh, this conversation is really vulgar.
Huh?
This conversation just got really vulgar, and yeah. I'm out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, very, very.
Well, you know, I'm not disrespectful at all. I tried to use another word for it.
Well,
know?
I just wanted to talk about getting a perm or something, and now you totally got this off track.
Yeah, we just called about semen tasting good, and then you just had to take it away somewhere else.
Hey, you know what? It's been fun talking to y'all, man. Y'all cool people, though.
All right.
Like I said, y'all stop in there, man. Y'all holler at me, man. I love to get to know y'all, man. Y'all all right with me.
Well, praise be to Allah, the merciful.
I love you.
All right, brother. Have a good one.
All right, one.
I liked him.
Yeah, he was cool.
That was great.
Made his night. That's awesome.
Aww.
Well, then. All right, cool. I wanted to mention, hey, real quick, I did see a movie that Chris Rock made about...
Except not actually see.
Yeah. Chris Rock made a you mentioned white girl hair and black girl hair. An awesome movie, very little known, not very well known, but awesome. Chris Rock made a movie called Good Hair. It's all about black women's hair and the whole black female hair industry and the products they use to straighten their hair and why from the time they're like you really like in their when they're 3 and 4 years old they put all these caustic chemicals in their hair to straighten it out to look more white because it's frowned upon to have your hair natural and nappy as an African American. And he goes to a competition that's in Atlanta every year where people compete to cut hair, and it's really off the wall. And there's even
so it's like a documentary.
Yeah, and it's crazy because like at the end, like he shows it's kind of like a documentary, and he shows like this competition, and like there's like they compete, and like there's like one of them like she cuts hair underwater in a fish tank. In her show, and there's this other really flamboyant gay guy, and he has like he cuts hair, but like a marching band from a black high school comes out, and they're playing while he's cutting the hair, and this other very Jesus like effeminate white guy who's really well known for cutting black people's hair, and he's like, oh yeah, I love black hair is beautiful, and I'm the best cutter. Like, oh man, Good Hair. Go over. I recommend going to Pirate Bay.
To my local video store.
Pirate Bay. Get it there. Or Blockbuster. Local Blockbuster.
Yeah.
If you have any left, do that. Yeah. There's a documentary coming out about Blockbuster. The Rise and Fall of Blockbuster also. Ooh. Blockbuster Video. And that looks really interesting. I'm very excited. Very excited about that.
Free.com.
Hey, free.com. Never heard of it. What's that? Movies? Free? What is it? Free.com?
No. Free.com. Free as in like... Let loose, as in do not imprison, .com, as in Kim.com.
Kim.com. All right, good deal. There you go. That's Samantha's web pick of the week. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Samantha. Very rude of me. All right.
No. It's not a website. Okay. His last name is .com.
Yeah, Kim.com. He's arrested, or he's trying to deport him to the States.
Right.
I don't understand how the United States is trying to impose on another country to deport him to here, but whatever. All about
some whack-ass shit, really.
Over mega upload, yeah. Big Tony's Grill. I don't want to do this. Any of you two want to do this? Please?
You already done enough calls, Bridget.
You want to do a prank call there? Who's on here? Dustin Kiefer? I don't know if I should be giving out your full name like that.
Yeah, is it Kiefer Sutherland?
Kiefer Sutherland. You want to do yeah, right. You want to be here. You want to do a prank call, Dustin, or you're good?
I'm good.
All right, good.
We'll see.
All right, we'll see.
I can't do that. Mode.
What an asshole, this guy. What are you here for?
Maybe sometime in July when they can be a bit louder.
Thank you for calling Big Tony's.
Big Tony's, how are you? Listen, I found a fingernail.
You what?
I found a fingernail there.
A fingernail?
Yeah. There was a fingernail.
What do you mean?
There was a fingernail there when I went to eat at the grill. There was a fingernail out there.
There was a fingernail out where?
Near where I was eating. It was in the plate on the food where I was eating.
Where was this? When?
Big Tony's Grill in McKinney, Texas.
And when was this?
This was yesterday.
Did you... Really?
Yeah, I want an apology.
Who is this?
This is Cross. I'm on the line here with my wife, Samantha.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I brought my wife, Samantha, food, and there was a fingernail on it.
A fingernail on your food? What did y'all eat inside? Was it to go? Do you mean?
It was to go. I brought her food. She broke her arm, and she sent me out to get food, and I came back, and then... She ate the food, and at the end there was a fingernail at the bottom of the food, the food container, the plate.
It's like the prize at the bottom of the bag that I never wanted.
Man, this is disgusting.
What was your order?
Let's see, the chicken, grilled chicken.
Was this last night or yesterday during the day?
Yesterday, night and today, you know, like around early dinner time, I got out of work. Who would do, was that yours?
Was it mine?
What's your name? What's your name?
My name is Sarah.
I'm writing this down. Sarah's fingernail was in my food.
Fingernail was not in the food.
Yeah,
I don't have
any
nails.
I have it written down here. Well, yeah, you don't now.
Huh?
You don't
Why doesn't
now.
She have any nails?
You don't have any nails because you cut them off and you put them in the food. You think it's a little joke to do that to Hispanic people?
No, I'm not. I don't think it's a joke at all. I don't have any nails.
Yeah, because you cut them off and you put them in the food. Because I'm visually impaired, you think I wasn't going to know. Well, my wife can see just fine.
I saw them.
How
so
many,
does she just have stubs?
How many fingernails did my wife eat before we found this last one? Tell me.
I'm really confused.
We ate food from there. My wife ate food that I picked up for her, and it had fingernails in it. She ate, like, 8 fingernails and found one at the end of the food.
I don't have any fingernails, and I've been in this industry for a very long time, and I do not clip my nails at the bar, for sure.
Well,
and you're talking about fake nails, I don't have fake nails.
Yeah, you have real, this is a real human fingernail that came from your hands, and you don't have any now because it fell in the food.
I'm a geneticist. I can have this DNA tested.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's fine, but I'm telling you, I mean, if my fingernail fell off, it's not because I clipped it and placed it in your food.
So I'm going to come in and get a cheek swab from you then. Is that going to be okay so I can run the DNA test? Would you be willing to do that to prove that it's not your fingernail?
Now, why in the world would I clip my nails and put it in somebody's food?
You're changing the subject. I see you
I'm
don't
not changing
want to do
the subject. You're accusing me of something that I'm very not aware of, and I'm completely confused about this whole conversation. First of all, you call me a day after saying that you found my fingernail. You know how many people work here?
Well, you're the one answering the phone, so I guess you're taking
okay,
responsibility.
Okay, well, so that automatically means that I'm the one that did it?
That's what it
you
says.
You know, I don't make the food. I don't put it in the boxes.
It says here, Sarah takes on the paper I'm writing down, Sarah's taking responsibility for her fingernails.
I'm not taking responsibility for anything.
And she refuses to be tested.
She refuses to
submit.
I'm
not refusing anything.
Well, will you subject her?
And if you have a problem, Tony will be more than happy to talk to you tomorrow.
Well, how about I have a blood pressure machine. I'm going to connect it to your arm, and we're going to see if you're lying or not.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're going to do a cheek swab.
Whatever.
And we're going to do a pap test, a pap smear on you also.
Yeah, okay. Who is this?
This is Cross and Samantha, and we're geneticists.
No, really, who is this?
This is Cross, is my name. And
my name is Samantha.
See, I told you. And you're Sarah, the fingernail putter, in the fingernail person who puts fingernails in the food.
I did not put my fingernails in the food, but you're more than welcome to call and talk to Tony.
Well, I've got it written down here, and I'm going to give this to Tony tomorrow, that you're taking responsibility for putting the fingernails in the
food.
I'm
not taking responsibility for anything, first of all.
Then you need to fix this before I get down there and talk to Tony. You better handle this tonight with me on the phone.
I'm just going to sign the confession note as if I was you, and we're going to show Tony that you confess.
I didn't confess nothing. First of all, you have...
You should be embarrassed for yourself, Sarah. Shame on you.
This isn't a way to run a business.
You're disgusting.
Putting fingernails in people's foods.
You're gross.
Hello?
So are you sorry that you put fingernails in my wife's food or not?
I didn't put fingernails in your wife's food.
Oh, so you're not sorry that you put fingernails in my wife's food. Okay.
If you just apologized, we wouldn't have to escalate this issue.
You can make this all end right now if you take responsibility.
And apologize.
And apologize and admit that you did it. Just you, if you admit that you did it now, you'll be in less trouble. And you won't even be in any trouble. You can make this all go away by admitting you put fingernails in the food.
She doesn't have fingernails, so how can she admit to it if she doesn't have fingernails?
Who are you?
Sarah.
What do you mean she?
I talk in third person sometimes when I get angry.
Wow, you really do. Now you have psychological problems? Have you ever been Baker-acted? Oh, you're
threatening
yourself?
Well, it's obvious she has psychological problems if she's clipping off her fingernails and putting them in people's food.
Obviously, yeah. Why am I even asking? And she talks in a third person.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this conversation. I don't have fingernails. You may come up here right now and see me. How about you come up here right now?
Are you threatening me and my wife?
And I can show you my nails. Fort Worth. 682. This is a prank call. Have a good night, guys.
Bye.
How do you not have fingernails?
How do we get her on for that long? That's funny. She's still there. There she goes. Now she hung up. All right. Brad Carter. I don't know if you ever heard of that gentleman, Samantha. Big fan of yours. He's got a number here. This is a person who ordered it via the web. It's a carry-out order. Don't have a name or address or any other information. We got a phone number. Well, we got a whole bunch of numbers here. Awesome. All right, cool. All right, so a carry-out order. Let's do it here.
Should we call this first and get an employee's name and then call the person?
You know, that's a good idea. Let me see if I can.
And then tell them we left a fingernail.
No answer.
Piece of delivery again.
Yeah, Brad. Let me know, Brad. Let me know if you got an employee name there. If you're listening, an employee name for that before I call it. Hurry, post haste. All right. Do Mario's Pizza coming right up. Are you going to Hope, Samantha? Is that your plan? Is that where you got plans to go to Hope?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I asked recently. I was going to make the plans, and I said, is anyone going to Hope?
I think everyone's going to Hope.
Everyone was like, no, we don't think we're going to Hope this year. I was like, oh, fine, I won't go.
Who did you ask? Obviously not anyone very important.
I don't know. It wasn't Tiny Chat. I don't know who I asked. Like, Brad said he couldn't go, and then some other
what?
People.
Brad said he's not going?
That's what I thought he said. He said he didn't know. He didn't know if he could go. I don't know.
He was probably just on meth when he said that.
Probably. What an asshole. Meth mouth Brad.
Is this Mario's you call?
Mario's Pizza.
Let's ask more Luigi.
Think they ever get that? 11:45 already? Holy shit.
It's only 10:45 here.
Hey, Mario's Pizza?
Yeah, this is Mario Pizza.
Oh, is this Mario?
Yeah, Mario.
Are you Mario?
Yeah.
Mario, I have you down here that you put fingernails in our food.
Huh?
There's fingernails in the food. When my wife ate the food, she found a fingernail in it.
What is it? I don't understand. What are you talking about?
You put fingernails in my wife's food.
Finger put up food?
Fingernail.
Fingernail? Okay.
Are you Japanese? Chinese?
Yeah, Japanese.
And your name is Mario?
Yeah.
You probably have the shittiest pizza in the world, don't you?
Okay.
Yeah. Do you put eggs in the pizza dough?
What do you need?
You put eggs in the pizza dough?
No.
Oh, how do you make the pizza dough? With fingernails?
I don't understand. What are you talking about, okay?
I'd like to make an order.
Okay.
All right, one order of shit.
Shit?
Shit.
Shit or chick?
Shit.
Oh, no, I have.
You don't have any shit?
Hello?
Shit is poop.
What kind of place is
Hello?
That?
Hello?
Dirty Aaron's here. How you doing,
Dirty Aaron? Dirty Aaron on the iPhone Skype.
Hey, iPhone Skype.
iPhone, oof.
Good luck with that.
I'm on the How's iPad sound? Skype. That's why I'm having some major issues.
Oh, iPad.
Are you cutting or?
I don't know what just happened, but it's not favorable.
Yeah, the Android Skype's pretty shitty too, man. It starts ringing for no reason when it doesn't need to be ringing.
That's why you just use a computer.
That's right. Biggie's
well, some of us can't afford fancy computers.
So you afford an overpriced tablet? I mean, it's a nice
no,
phone.
I stole this
$700 off. Phone. Yeah, no, can't afford a computer.
Which, no, I stole this off some girl on the subway.
What do you got? An iPad too? Are you really an iPad? Which one you got, Samantha? I'm thinking about buying one.
This is the new one.
The new one? What? How many gigs? 16.
32
gig. LTE.
Big baller.
LTE version or Wi-Fi?
No, I got the LTE first, and then when I compared the LTE plans, I did not decide to go forward with them, so I just exchanged it.
Yeah, I can't see myself getting the LTE. You know, I'll probably what I'll do is look at the Wi-Fi version, and then just have my Android create a Wi-Fi hotspot and connect
yeah,
that way.
A yeah, a lot of people are saying similar, and I agree with it.
There you go. Good work. All right, cool. Awesome. All right, here we go. Biggie's Restaurant.
Biggie's what?
Restaurant.
Biggie Smalls. Biggie Smalls. Biggie Smalls.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, hi. There's fingernails in the food?
Is what?
Fingernails in the food?
No.
You were just on TV. They were showing a TV show here in St. Louis on the news that you had fingernails in the food that they reported Biggie's Restaurant.
I do not hear that. Who well, is this?
This is Cross.
It was just on the news?
Just on the news right now.
What channel?
The ABC channel.
The what?
ABC channel.
Interesting.
All right, so my wife and I had food there yesterday, and we're concerned that there's fingernails in the food that we ate.
Well, let me have you talk to the manager.
What was your name?
Megan.
All right, go ahead. I'll make a complaint about you, too. Thank you.
Megan made rude comments.
You need to mute your mic, bro.
Is it killing me?
It's killing me.
Man, it's killing me, too.
Damn it. There.
There.
Was there no mute button on your version? Oh, maybe there is.
I found it.
My head is like a horse. This? Your argument is invalid.
Are we on hold? Or, let me see. Yeah, we're on hold. Good. Lonesome has also sent in a number here for a catering place called Mookie's.
Let's call Brad Carter's number next, even if they don't have the employee name.
We do. We do have. Let me just hang this up. This is stupid. Barbara is the name of someone at. Let's give a call. It might be too late already. Shit. Let me get to it. Barbara's there working right now.
What's the actual person's name?
We don't know. We couldn't. Yeah, he could not get that. But we do have. You know, they said they have an order. They're all. Okay. They're not answering though. We'll see if this one answers real quick.
Okay.
And we call. I'm doing this on Google Voice in case they call back. Oh, I can't be Barbara. Shit.
Too bad there's not like a woman on the phone.
That would be perfect.
The heck, it's not showing up on Skype here.
It's on Google Voice.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
You just placed an order?
Yeah, I picked it up already.
Yeah, there's fingernails in that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm hoping. Are you eating it already?
Uh-uh.
Where are you right now?
Headed.
You had a what?
Are you sure?
No, yeah, there's definitely fingernails and other things in there.
Yeah, they were my fingernails. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you speak to Barbara when she was there? She's pretty upset at you, I guess. She said or you acted a certain way. She had put fingernails in the food that you got.
When you came in, I tried to ask you out, but you denied me with your eyes. So... have fun eating my fingernails.
So? Are you there, sir? Sir? Yeah, he hung up. I didn't go for it.
Aww.
Oh, man.
Is this him again?
Yeah, I'm trying again.
Okay.
Hey, what's up?
Yes?
Leave a message.
No, you fuck. I hate it when people do that. And I waited, too. I was like, let me give it a second. It sounded like it. Sounded suspect. All right, look. I'm going to be honest. Artie's calling. I'm not going to connect him on the show because he's too loud and annoying. But I am curious how his date went. Let's see. How'd your date go?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? What happened?
I think she's confused.
Okay, why?
She's sending mixed goddamn messages.
Did you bring her back home like I told you?
No.
Right, did you get her high?
She wanted to go home.
Go to the hospital?
She wanted to go home?
Yeah, are you on air?
Let me connect you on air. Hang on, I want to hear the story. All right, I'll call you back. What? Oh, boy. Everybody, hold your ears. I just want to hear this.
Let me turn down the volume.
Turning down headphones.
Please, no. Everybody, turn your headphones down. We're going to be calling Artie.
I'm ready.
You know how he is. You know how he is. Loud and shit. All right. Let me type in Artie. Evil Artie. Here we go. That's a conference. Call cell phone. Here we go.
Hoss.
All right, so what happened?
I didn't even make it to first base.
Okay. Well, now,
did you pay for dinner?
Did you get the K2 and to the hospital?
$80.
All right, so wait. Don't talk so loud, goddammit. So your plan was to take her to sushi, all-you-can-eat sushi, right?
Dude, I ordered two things of Karen and two big things of sake, and she had, like, one sake bomb.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what a bitch.
So you had to drink all the alcohol yourself then?
I had to drive.
Yeah, that's kind of what you don't just start ordering like alcohol like crazy. She probably thought you were some weird psycho trying to get her drunk, man.
Yeah, maybe.
Was this a first date?
Yeah.
Is she Mormon?
I don't think so.
All right, so you get her.
Isn't he a weird psycho trying to get her drunk?
I guess so.
No, I get drunk before my dates. So.
All right, so
I was high as hell when I showed up.
Yeah, well, there you go. So you pulled into her apartment, you picked her up, right?
Yeah, I picked her up in her apartment.
Picked her up in her apartment. You drove all the way to the sushi place, about, what, 30, 20 minutes away, let's say?
Yeah, that was a lot longer than I thought it was.
All right. So she
was the conversation flowing, or was it awkward?
It was a little awkward.
Wow.
Okay. Like, maybe every 10 minutes or so.
Every 10?
Did you meet her on OkCupid?
How did you know?
Good guess, Samantha. All right, so you get to, did she have any sushi, or is she just sitting there?
Yeah, we got like six rolls on one plate.
Did she eat also, or was she just kind of like, eh?
Yeah, she ate like probably half of it.
All right, and then
she ate three rolls of sushi?
Yeah.
Like 18 pieces of sushi?
Holy shit.
I don't know. We just kind of picked.
Are you smoking marijuana while you're on the phone?
He's smoking fake marijuana.
No, I just have a cough.
Oh, okay. All right, so you were high when you picked her up. Did you mention weed to her also?
Yeah.
I was
smoking in the car.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
You're such
That's
crazy. She smokes.
Did she smoke with you?
No, because she has a job and she's scared about drug testing.
You're such
you
a
don't
keeper.
Have a job?
No.
Why do men even try to date when they don't have a job?
He's got
money.
Can
someone please explain this to me?
He's got money. I'm not allowed to talk about how he's got money. He's got money.
Please.
He's good. No, he's good. He's good. Trust me, he's good.
He inherited it all.
I already inherited quite a bit of money. He's fine. Trust me. He doesn't need to work. But then he does shit like this, like smoke K2 all day and have really bad first dates. So, all right, so you get to the sushi place and you immediately order two Kirin beers and two bottles of sake.
Not immediately.
Not immediately?
She said she wanted sake bombs.
Okay.
Before we even got there, she brought it up.
Okay, all right. So did you open the door for her?
Yeah.
All right. So you smoked on the way there also? Like on the way to the sushi place?
Because I told her I always go there high.
It's really weird.
That's really weird, man. Why did you do that? That's
you shouldn't have done that.
No, you shouldn't have done that, man. If she was going to smoke, then yeah. But if you're just sitting there smoking by yourself, she's probably like, oh, my God, I'm going to get pulled over with this guy I don't even know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It's weird.
And then I got baked on the way back.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
For you?
For you, not just for her.
No, I mean on the way home.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
How was the
watching
goodbye?
All the trees go by.
Was it a
good
hug?
She gave me a hug.
Did you go for a cheek kiss?
No, I knew I wasn't getting one.
Wow. Well, Artie, I don't know. So you got a bad vibe. It didn't seem like it went well. Sometimes it doesn't happen, you know. How old is she?
I think she likes me, though. I don't know.
Yeah. How old is she?
22.
And you're 22 also, right?
Yeah.
All right. She's a smart girl and all that?
Yeah, a nerd.
A nerd? All right.
She rode the IB bus, the nerd bus.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, there you go, Artie. I don't know what to tell you. I probably would have stayed away from smoking the pot like that in the first night, but that's cool.
But I want to do some fucking pranks.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Oh,
well, too bad you're not allowed to do pranks on the show anymore.
Shut the fuck up.
Look, just don't talk over my pranks. You really pissed me off. You pulled a milkman the other day, and I got really mad when I was editing the podcast. And you're
which creeping. Prank was that?
I don't know. You're probably high. You don't even remember yourself. So there
well,
you
it's
go.
Funny sometimes.
Yeah, whatever. All right. RBCP is sending in numbers for people who've ordered pizza. Let me see about calling this one here first, though. It's up to the answer.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic.
Damn it, man. I don't know. Art, are you going to go to Hope? I'm going to go to Hope. You should go with us. Artie.
She goes
there. Artie, Samantha, what happens at Hope? Is it just a bunch of like talks?
I've never been to Hope.
No. Well, what's the other one like? DEF CON.
Never been to DEF CON.
No. Well, I don't know what happens then. Is this a bunch of? I mean, do they have like little talks and stuff? Like this is what's
they
going
have
on?
Talks. They get drunk.
Okay. Cool. We'll see.
Sometimes they get naked.
There you go.
Okay.
Sometimes you smoke weed in the car, really awkward situations, yeah, all that stuff.
The conversation did flow most of the time.
Alright, we got a good one here. Answer the phone. Tracker says, David put the pizza in the oven, so it's not delivered yet. He ordered a pasta primavera, Tuscan salami, and roasted veggie. What a shitty pizza. Alright, let's call it.
Oh, the Hope Hotel rates are up now. That's good. I'm gonna book.
Cool. Hey, yes, sir. I'm calling from, so I understand you just made an order. I wanted to confirm that with you. Make sure you were coming in, first of all, that you still wanted it to be delivered.
You got it.
All right. So then there's going to be an extra surcharge. The computer here says you live in a high-risk delivery neighborhood.
Whatever.
Well, there is. I know you pay with a card, correct?
Paid with a card, yeah, but there's never been an extra delivery charge.
Well, we've had some problems in your neighborhood. And there's a report here of, like, I guess, I don't know if you've ordered from us before, but maybe either you've got a complaint from a driver. Did you not tip once or tip a little amount or say something rude to a driver?
No, I tip all the time.
All right. Well, we're going to still do the delivery. The driver's going to be on his way soon. David's going to be headed out there pretty soon. There's a deposit on the delivery. It's a $30 delivery. That's a hold on your credit card already. Just want to explain. That when you see that, if you log into online banking or anything like that, and we'll release the hold as soon as the driver gets back safe from your neighborhood. Then the hold will release, and your bank might take maybe 5 or 6 days to release that. The funds.
Since when does this happen? Delivered probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 times in the past 2 or 3 weeks, and have never had this before.
Yeah, well, we've had some problems apparently delivering to your location there, so this is a requirement now.
To this address?
Yes, that's why we're putting the nuisance fee, and there's also the $30 delivery deposit.
cancel the order then. We're not paying no nuisance fee.
Well,
this is I've ever heard. Are you the manager?
Yes, I am. And I'm going to tell you something. This is ridiculous. Now, we'll cancel the order, but because you're doing a short notice cancellation, then that's what the deposit is designed for.
Okay.
So the deposit is going to stay, sir. We're going to keep the
deposit. How much is the deposit, or how much is the nuisance fee, or whatever?
The nuisance fee is $15, and it's a $30 deposit, and both of those, we won't release the deposit if you don't accept delivery of the pizza, then.
We always tip the delivery. I'm confused.
Well, I'm confused, too, why people like you in this day and age wouldn't tip a driver like that. The price of fuel and gasoline and safety and driving to a bad neighborhood like
driver.
Yours. Huh?
Always tip the driver.
Well, so have you been rude to the driver? Were you not nice to the driver?
Oh, always nice to the drivers.
Well,
I'm confused.
Well, I'm confused.
Now, we just moved into this house. The people prior to may have been, but not us. We
no.
just bought this.
This is within the last few weeks this would have happened. They have
so,
you down as a nuisance customer.
That we won't get back? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. We'll cancel the fee for the food. You won't get charged for the food. Of course, you're not having the food delivered. But because the food is already hang on, buddy, because the food's already in the oven, then we are gonna have to keep the deposit because you're canceling. That's to cover the cost of the food and the driver.
Okay, can you answer my question now?
Sure.
There's a nuisance fee of $15. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that stays on the card, and then also the $30 deposit won't release. It'll actually after 5 days it'll become a charge, and we'll keep that also.
No, but what I'm asking is, we're paying, if we keep the order,
mm-hmm.
we're paying for the pizza, we're paying for the delivery, and we're paying an additional $15, is that what you're saying?
If you accept delivery, if you don't cancel, then, right, there's an extra $15 fee on your order, and there's a $30 deposit, but that'll release in about 2 or 3 days. If you cancel the order, then there's a total of $45 that we'll charge. $30 deposit, that doesn't drop off, plus the $15 nuisance fee that you get charged no matter what for placing the order and being a nuisance bad customer.
Okay. We'll go ahead and keep the order.
Uh-huh.
Just so you know, this will be the last time that we order from you guys.
Oh, I don't appreciate threats like that. I'll charge you a threatening fee.
Sir, can I'd like to speak to you for a second. Why are we being charged?
Because we have a report that you're bad customers, that you were rude to the driver, David, before in the past, and that
never
Oh,
yes, David was our last deliverer, yes.
Well, David's very upset. He was very hurt when the way you folks treated him, and you didn't tip him. He says he has down here customer rude and didn't tip enough, it says here in the paper. On the computer also it says it. He put it in his computer when he logged out that day. It says bad customer alert. Bad customer. Nuisance customer. Charge nuisance fee. Next order. And place deposit from now on to this address.
Okay. What day was this?
This was last week. It's a weekly cycle, so I couldn't tell you specifically what day.
I don't understand how...
I know that you're a woman and you don't understand how the computer works, honey, but it's just a weekly thing.
I'm not saying that I don't understand your system. I don't understand how we were rude to anyone. I'm confused. Is David there?
He's busy right now. He's finishing your pizza and he's going to be in his car soon to deliver it. And I don't want you. I want you. You better not be rude to him again. You better treat him nice and let him inside the house and let him sit down and everything.
We weren't rude to him to begin with. We would never be rude to anyone who would bring us food.
Did you keep him at the door? Did you not let him come inside and put the food on the table?
We don't have a table right now.
Well, did you not let him bring the food inside the house and be polite to him and let him sit down for a little bit while you get the money ready and everything and sign the receipt and all that?
You've got to be kidding.
That's rude. That's very rude and nasty.
What is your name?
My name is Cross.
Cross, C-R-O-S-S?
Yes, and David is going to place a big complaint on here about how bad a customer you are, and you should be ashamed. You're lucky I'm even releasing this pizza. Hello? Lost him. All right.
We're about the same people you killed last time.
It sounded
I
like
lulled.
That. Yeah, we're new. We're new here. It wasn't us. Artie, what do you think about that?
Already hung up?
All right, good.
Okay, I think I confirmed my Hotel Penn reservation, but now I'm not getting a copy in my email.
Check your spam filter and all that.
What's that?
You know, spam. Spam machine. Junk filter.
Not following.
I don't know.
Could we ask Captain Crunch and ask him if he would know where my email went?
Maybe he'll tell you. He owns the internet. I'm trying to call the pizza guy back on Skype. I have less than 4 minutes left for this call. Why is my credit running low? Oh, shit.
Is he not in America? You didn't get the unlimited plan?
I do have the unlimited plan. It was supposed to renew here, and I don't think it did.
Your credit card bounced as usual?
Nope. Yeah, not enough Skype credit. Now we're stuck with, shit. That's going to suck.
How is that even possible?
It's a long story.
Okay, now I got my registration confirmation.
It's because I changed PayPal accounts.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Next is blah blah blah. Answered order not order is completed. Not sure if delivery takeout. All right, let's do this one.
Sam, what you got?
Is that Tombstone?
Sounds like it, right?
Hello.
Yes, sir. I understand you made a order from my restaurant.
That's correct.
We got it for double cut, no sauce.
I already received my order and everything. You know that, right?
Yeah, I understand. Now, there's a problem here because we're going to have to place an extra charge for your food.
You're having a what?
We're placing an extra charge on the food.
Why is that?
You were rude to the delivery guy.
No, I wasn't rude. I asked him if he had any pepper, and I tipped him $2.
Yeah.
How was I rude?
Well, $2 $2 first of all is not the appropriate tip. And why were you asking for extra pepper? That's we charge for that.
No, you know the dried crushed red pepper.
Yeah,
that's what I was asking for.
No need to ask for that. You had enough food.
He didn't give me any, sir.
Well, I know that. Well, you didn't have to ask him for that. He doesn't have permission to give that to you. What? How dare you ask him for extra red crushed pepper if you didn't order? Why didn't you order it in the beginning if you wanted it?
Sir? Usually, you guys have the Parmesan cheese and the crushed red pepper with the delivery guy.
Yeah, but
and they hand me extra ones.
Yeah, well, no, that's stopping here because you've been taking advantage of that system for way too long, sir. And that's what we have in the computer here as a bad customer.
I'm a bad customer, am I?
We have you down here. Bad customer to ask for too much red pepper, and gives a bad tip.
Too much red pepper. Can I have your name, please, and your phone number?
My name is David.
David. Yes. Okay.
You already have the number, I believe, don't you? Do you need me to give you our stupid number again?
Oh, the stupid number again. Okay. And who is your supervisor?
Samantha's my supervisor.
Excuse me?
Samantha.
Samantha is your supervisor.
Yes.
And is she there now, or is she there during the day, I think?
I can put her on now, as long as you're not going to be rude and nasty to her.
Sir, yes, I'd like to speak to her.
All right, hang on. Samantha, I got that rude asshole fucking customer here. Hang on, sir, I'll put her right on.
I'm a rude asshole fucking customer, what did you say?
That asshole. Hang on, sir, here's Samantha, are you there? I don't think Samantha's available.
Really? So what do you think an appropriate tip is for a $33 pizza when you guys are already charging me for delivery?
It's $8 for the plus the delivery charge.
$8 for a tip is appropriate?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, it's 25%.
25% for a delivery when you're already
talking. It's unavailable at the moment.
Listen,
please try again later. L'abonné que vous désirez joindre.
If you don't have the money for it, just, you know, don't order pizza from us again, all right? Why don't you just go to McDonald's and order off the dollar menu and become a big, fat, stupid asshole?
Really, David? Yeah, well, you know, what is your store number there?
The phone number?
No, the store number. Which location are you? What number store, so I can get a
this
hold
is
of
a, this, we're, we, you know, we're a franchise, okay? This store is owned
I understand that.
This store is owned by Valente and Associates, okay? I am David. I am David Valente. And listen, I am talking. I am in charge of this conversation, and I make the shots here, Mr. Bad Customer.
Hey, fuck
asshole.
Off, asshole.
Asshole, bad customer. Wow. Dirty Aaron, are you still there? I lost everybody. Lost Aaron, lost Dustin.
Oh, I'm here. I've been muted because I'm like outside.
Oh, we lost Samantha. I was trying to put Samantha on as the supervisor. That would have gone long. That would have been
heard
good.
She fucked it all up. She
fucked it all up, Samantha. Good work. That was fun. I have to play a prank call here because I'm having a need now to fix Skype so we can do UK calls. Well, no. Bullshit. Let me see the Papa John's numbers here real quick. The other ones.
Yeah, fix the dollars. What the fuck?
Yeah. Hey, here's a magic message. Alright.
Muting.
Alright, cool, thanks.
Yes.
Listen, I hope you never, ever dare order pizza from
if
my...
If you charge my credit card, I'll reverse charges on it. You know
well,
that, right?
Well, no, you don't have a right to do that. And I've already... I held... We have a 30...
Yes, I do. I've already signed my slip. You have the charges.
When you...
I have a copy of the order.
If you look at the back of your credit card, it tells you right there that we reserve the right to do whatever we want with the information. So we're charging $45 for a nuisance fee because
$45 for what?
Because you said bad words to me. You said fuck you, shit, bitch to me like that.
You called me a fucking asshole customer.
I did not say that. You didn't hear that because I had you on mute, sir. I wouldn't.
Yes, I did hear it when you called Samantha and nobody responded.
The phone was on hold.
And borderline harassment calling me. If you call me again, I will get a hold of the authorities.
Listen, you asshole.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Asshole customer. Cease and desist. Oh, boy. All right. Let's call. There was one before that we called that didn't answer. I'll try him again. Yes, sir. This is pizza. My name is Cross. My name is David Cross. Did you get your order yet, sir?
Yes, I did.
All right. And what happened here with the delivery man? Why were you like that with him?
Like what?
You were very rude and nasty to him.
I'm sorry?
You're very rude and nasty to the person that get you the pizza. Why?
I don't think so. I gave him a $2 tip.
Yeah, well, that's a very weak tip, sir. You're supposed to tip at least $5 for a pizza delivery, at the least.
Wow. Okay.
All right,
so you have a nice night.
Well, I'm charging your credit card here an extra $10 for the nuisance. Okay.
What's your name?
This is David.
Really?
Yes.
Well, David, if you do that, I'll call the police.
It's already done. What are you going to do about it? You're your stupid asshole customer. What's going to happen?
Well, I'm just going to call the police, David. That's fine.
Why? Oh, police. Oh, police. They're charging me $10 because I'm an asshole who doesn't know how to tip for a pizza.
Well, it was a $12 pizza.
Yeah.
I figured a $2 tip wasn't that bad.
No, no. You had to tip 50%. At least 50%. $5.
Okay.
All right. So I have you down. You're authorizing a charge, extra charge, $5.
I'm not authorizing anything.
Well, I'm putting you in a computer as bad customer.
What's your last name, David?
David Cross. I'm putting you down as a bad customer then.
That's fine.
Bad
customer. I'll never order pizza from you again.
Don't you dare. You order pizza from us from now on like you always do, and you always tip good. And don't you start any trouble. You understand?
Don't you start any trouble.
Don't you start any trouble with me.
David Cross.
That's right.
Well, David, I think you just barked up the wrong tree, buddy.
What's going to happen? Oh, I'm scared. Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. What? What's going to happen? Are you going to call corporate?
I don't care about corporate.
What's going to happen then? Are you threatening me?
I'm not threatening you.
Well, I want you to know all these conversations are monitored.
That's fine.
So what's the wrong tree?
All I'm going to do is I'm going to call the police because I didn't authorize any charges.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't treat anybody rudely.
Okay.
So if you try to charge my credit card any money...
I'm sure they're going to give a shit, stupid asshole customer.
Yeah. Well, there's obviously some sort of troll. So, you have a nice night.
All right. Bye. Obviously some sort of troll. Okay, now I can play the prank call and try to salvage the rest of the show. Hopefully. Cross your fingers that I can work out PayPal and all that shit. Let me find a nice long prank call here to play. I can't even call Milkman right now because that would cost credits and I don't have any. Ay, Dios mío. We lost Samantha here also. Samantha just dropped out. That sucks. It's good having Samantha on the line. Good having a lady here on the line. Goddamn sausage fest that the show is normally. Hotel extension cord. It's a phone loser's call. I don't know much about that. Not that I remember this one. Let's listen to it.
Hello?
Hello, this is Gwen.
Hello?
Hi, this is Gwen from the front desk.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Just barely.
Let's see if she can hear me at all.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes.
I'm sorry, this is Kenneth from the front desk.
Yes.
And I guess Barbara was down there and she noticed she had an extension cord running to your van.
Yes.
And that's against the policy here. And she tried to cut it with a pair of scissors. I guess she couldn't get through it because it was too thick. And that kind of caused some sparking. Hello, are you there?
Well, why didn't she let us know?
Well, she didn't want to knock on your door this late at night. But anyway, it's kind of like a fire hazard now because it's sparking.
Well, great.
And we were wondering if you could unplug that. We had to alert the fire department about it also. This is kind of a fire hazard.
All you had to do was let us know and we would have disconnected it.
Well, we didn't want to disturb you this late at night, ma'am. Sorry.
Well, it would have been better than the sparking. My God.
Well,
they cut the cord with a pair of scissors and got it sparking. Now they want us to disconnect it. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I just got hung up on. I don't know if you guys are running a meth lab out of the back of your minivan or what, but...
Oh, hell no. We got a charger onto a scooter char chair.
That doesn't seem like... That doesn't really add up. Is this one of those rolling meth labs I've been reading about?
Oh, hell, sorry, man. I've got a scooter... Listen,
hours late at night, so we just try to take care of it without disturbing you.
Well, good God, man, you don't start cutting cords.
Well, you know, she got shocked pretty bad because of that, and I think you really need to probably go ahead and check out tonight.
Oh, my God, just replacing the cord.
We're not replacing the cord. That's against policy.
Well, I'm not... We're not checking out here tonight.
I think that might be best, sir. We've already called the fire department about the fire hazard. They're probably going to be here soon to look at it.
Well, Brigitte, I'm charging a battery on a scooter chair.
It looks like you're already out of room. You're going to end up with a fine from the fire department next. I'd get out there and remove it and hide it.
I'm not hiding anything from anybody.
Especially in the condition it's in.
No, he said to call the fire department. He said, we got to get out of this room.
Did you go out there and look at it? Because it's got the cut in it now, so it's actually even more of a fire hazard.
Well, who cut the cord?
But Barbara did.
The Barbara?
Barbara. She works here, too. But that's just because she didn't want to wake you up.
We weren't asleep, sir.
Well, we don't know that. You know, how can we know that?
Well, you knock on the damn door and find out what's going on.
Yeah, but if you're awake, you'll be upset with us.
Well, hell, I'm upset right now.
Well, so we just thought we'd cut the cord and kind of, you know, take...
No. And my God, we paid for this damn room, mister. We're going to stay here.
Well, the bottom line is, it's a fire hazard and the fire department's on their way.
Oh, for Jesus.
We're going to end up with some kind of a fine.
Well, I'll worry about that when they get here, buddy. Do what?
The cord.
Yeah, they cut the damn cord. Now I'm charging that damn battery on that chair.
We didn't cut the cord because the cord was too thick. We couldn't cut through it.
I tell you what, buddy, you really screwed up.
No, nobody screwed up. You screwed up by creating a fire hazard here at our home.
Oh, fire hazard, damn. We're charging a battery on the scooter. Damn it, I can't walk very far.
There's no reason to yell at me. We did what we were supposed to do. I'm kind of thinking this is turning into something where you're just going to have to leave.
Mister, all I was doing was charging a battery on a scooter chair because we're going to a farm equipment show tomorrow and I can't walk very far without having some assistance.
Maybe you should just stay home then.
Maybe I should stay home then. Who am I talking to?
This is Kenneth from the front desk.
Okay, who's your superior?
Well, you can come to the front desk and talk to us about it. You probably need to bring your credit card. Maybe we can give you partial credit for the room when you leave.
We gotta leave this room because we feel the fire hazard here, and some damn idiot tried to cut this cord in two because they thought we were running a meth lab. I never heard of such a damn thing in my life.
Well, it does look pretty suspicious to have a cord.
Well, damn it, son, you could have knocked on the damn door and we could have showed you what we were doing.
They got the windows all blocked. You can't even look in there.
Hell no, you don't look in a damn window, damn it, buddy. When you go to bed, you close the damn doors.
Well, do you want to come to the front desk and work it out?
Listen, I've got my pajamas on, buddy, and I was in bed.
We can smell the meth lab emissions coming from the van.
You can what?
We can smell emissions from your meth lab.
They're accusing us of having a meth lab. Buddy, you're all screwed up. A meth lab, you say we got in that van?
That would be my guess. I can't.
Oh, my God. My God, son, I could file a lawsuit on you that would reach from here to hell and back.
I don't think you're going to file any lawsuits tonight.
I don't think I would either tonight, my friend. No, listen, we're from Indiana. My record's Scott Clean. My God almighty, I'm 63 years old and I don't run meth labs.
Are you there?
What?
I thought you hung up on me again.
No, I didn't hang up on you, buddy.
Well, considering your history, I thought you did it again.
History? I never hung up on you the first time.
Well, somebody from that room hung up on me before.
She couldn't hear you, sir.
She didn't?
No. So, I never seen...
Are you going to go out there and hide the cord? And this is kind of dragging on. I'm tired of talking.
We're not hiding any cord. My wife is trying to wad it up here in the room.
So you are trying to hide it, then. You're wadding it up.
Now we're trying to hide the damn cord.
I'd do something about the chemicals.
Go up with that front desk.
You tell him to come down here.
Why won't you come down here?
I can't leave the front desk. I'm here by myself. Barbara's already gone home. But the fire department's on their way. They'll probably...
They call the fire department. All right, I'll talk to the fire department.
All right. I'll talk to the fire department.
shame on Brad Carter. Shame on you, Brad Carter, for being so mean and rude to an elderly lady about gay. That's just wrong, scaring her with gay. Hey, everybody, I fixed the Skype, I think, here. We might be able to get things going, hopefully. I understand Dirty Aaron and Dustin are here still. Gentlemen, if you can talk, go ahead and do so now. Let me know. If not, you'll be dropped. In the meantime, I will...
Speak.
Good.
Hello.
Good, good, good.
Brad Carter, gay. Grandson.
Bisexual. No, he's bisexual. That's okay. Milkman Direct. Let's get him here directly. Boom, ba-doop, doop, 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 doop. We've had some good pranks today. It's pizza. I don't know. Who else do we call? Who else do we call?
Please enjoy the following music while your party
fingernails
is being reached.
Fingernails is good. Running out of time here. I got requests of pranks, and I'm presuming we got some UK numbers and more from Lonesome. Let's get going. Scotland says, get that thing out of the cam. Oh, the incense. Is it bothering you guys?
Yellow.
Hey, Milkman, I'm back.
All right, man. I lost you there, man.
Yeah, what happened was Skype ran out of credits, and I forgot to buy more. I was on a roll. But, yeah, got you back, man. How you doing? Everything okay?
Beauty, man.
Good. Good. All right, let's continue on a little bit more show here. Maybe I'll do an extra half hour tonight since I had to start.
Oh, I mean, it's not. They don't have any say in it.
We heard a prank call when someone prank called Milkman about his rascal scooter. I've never heard that prank call before. It's a funny prank. You might like that. I wish you could have heard that, Milkman. An old prank by Brad where I guess he called the hotel. I guess he had advanced notification that there was a guy in the hotel who was charging his scooter wheelchair. Oh. What did he have? He had a extension cord running from the room to the van outside to charge his scooter. And Brad called from the hotel front desk complaining about it and saying that someone had cut the cord with a pair of scissors. and it sparked or something. I don't know. It was funny. Funny stuff. I said when I first started playing this, I don't remember this at all, but I remember now. I remember it.
But I missed it.
You missed it, man. It's fine. We'll get it later. Alright, UK numbers in the house. Alright. What happened? Lonesome said, that's it for me tonight. Next week it'll be War and OK Cupid. Stuck up bitches, so we'll have a bunch of numbers for them. Okay, good. Lonesome, easy there, buddy. Lonesome loser.
Pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I know. All he did, he just sent in one UK number also. What's up, Lonesome? What happened? You got tired, man?
He's fucking leaving us hanging?
He never does that. He might be tired. He works a lot, you know.
What about Nunu?
He'll get him. I got backlog numbers out the wazoo. Anyway, so we're good.
Let's do it.
Hang on, lighting another cigar.
My iPhone Skype's working okay.
That's good.
I'm on the headphones or whatever.
Well, Lonesome, have a good night. You're still listening, man. Thanks for sending in numbers, bro. Much appreciated.
Oh my god, I got some of this real barbecue. So good.
Yeah? Slow roasted barbecue? What you got?
Everett and Jones, man. The Brothers Barbecue.
Oh.
Real barbecue, man.
Ah, there you go. Those blacks, they know their stuff, man.
You got the red drink, too?
All black staff, man. It's awesome, man.
The red drink?
Red drink?
Big Red? Isn't that what it's called? Big Red? I don't like that stuff.
It's just red drink. Red drink and grape drink.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. Purple drink.
Purple drink, yeah.
All right. We got Uncle Tom's Liquor here from RBCP. I think we called him previously. That's a good place to call. Try him again. Jigaboo Jim is drunk again. Call Uncle Tom to bail him out of jail. All right, you got it, man.
Jim Whaler?
Remember we talked about, isn't this place in Alaska or something like that, I think?
Yeah, I think we offered to fuck the owner's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 weeks ago we did that. Week before that we had a few back and forths with the old man. Uncle Tom?
Yes.
How you doing?
Good.
Jigaboo Jim is drunk again.
Who?
Jigaboo Jim.
Jigaboo Jim?
Yeah, he's drunk again.
I don't know what you're talking about, brother.
You know Jigaboo Jim, right?
Why, are you calling for bar or the liquor store?
Yeah, the liquor store. My friend Jigaboo Jim is drunk again, so I wanted to call to Uncle Tom to bail him out of jail.
We are there.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going drunk again?
Jigaboo Jim, you guys sold him alcohol and they got drunk, so you gotta bail him out.
Who's Jigaboo Jim? I don't know. What are you talking about, brother?
What?
I don't know. Who's you talking about?
You know who I'm talking about. Jigaboo Jim. He comes in a lot, has gin, drinks gin. Jigaboo Jim drinking the gin.
Gin?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. A lot of people buy gin, brother.
What about you being a Banchud?
Huh?
What about you being a Banchud? You're Banchud Mater? Hmm? He's gone. And RBC be confirming he didn't send that in. Whoever sent that in, I've got your IP address. And I will trace you, okay? I will trace you, and I will report you to the cyber police and the state police. So don't do it again. I'm warning you. Don't ever do that again where you come sending in requests of pranks impersonating other people. Who do you think you are? We got a number in Worcester, Mass. Red Lantern, I'm just kidding, do whatever, I don't give a fuck. Red Lantern Restaurant, fancy Chinese food establishment. I'm a regular there. The owner, Danny, can have a pretty short fuse. He has complained in the past about people stealing things from the bathroom, knickknacks, pictures, etc. Okay, good. I did have ideas for the UK. First of all, I wanted to call hotels and ask about their light bulbs because I want to steal the light bulbs. I got that idea when I was in D.C. staying in a hotel last weekend. I wrote that down. And also the UK, for some reason, I feel like I want to call and yell objection and good day, sir. That just came up in my mind during the week also. So there you go. There are plans. Big plans, Milkman. Nunu, it's on you to get the UK calls. UK numbers, man, because Wilson dropped out on his ass.
Hello, we are not available now. Please call again. Thank you for your call.
We'll get right on that. All right. Well, that request to prank ain't going down. No fancy Chinese. Maybe it's too late. I don't know. Next one here from UK Godfather, a.k.a. Red Slothman. Oh, this guy again. BBC Radio Bristol asked him about Minute by Minute, which has been going on all day.
It's a cell phone number. Don't do it.
Let's see. Let's give him a chance. If it's a cell phone number, that's it. Red Slothman. I keep saying this every week, but this is... He reached out to me and he said, look, these aren't cell phone numbers, okay? I promise they're not cell phone numbers. We're about to find out.
Hello.
BBC Radio?
Pardon?
Is this BBC Radio?
It is. Hello there.
And you're doing Minute by Minute?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's great. Hey, do you just play the music there?
Do you play the music?
You know, I choose the music and you play it on the radio machine?
Yeah.
Well, my radio isn't getting the reception, right?
Okay.
And I need you guys to fix this because I paid for this radio, paid a lot of money, and it's not getting the radio station on it.
Well, we're not actually in charge of the radios themselves. We just make what goes out on them.
Yeah, but I paid a license fee for the radio here for the radio station.
Yeah.
So that's supposed to cover repairs of the radio when you people aren't working, when the radio isn't working for this radio that I'm renting from you.
That the problem, if there's a problem with the radio, that'll be with the man. Yeah, people that would have to fix that would be the manufacturer.
Listen, I don't know how this... I'm from the United States. I don't know how this works. All I know is that I called the embassy, and it told me the radio wasn't working since I paid a fee, then I'm supposed to call the BBC to get it fixed. So I need you people to send someone out now. Send out a driver over here now to get this repaired. I have the stuff that I have to listen to for school tomorrow.
That isn't how it works. What make of radio is it? What sort of radio?
It's British radio. It says BBC on it. Radio Bristol.
So is it on the radio itself?
I have the information here. Yeah, it says BBC Radio Bristol, and it doesn't come in.
Is that? But what's the actual manufacturer of the radio? What?
It says BBC Radio Bristol here on the papers.
Okay. I'm sorry. Have we got actual manufactured BBC radios? No. We don't actually make radios.
I paid a license fee. You understand?
For the television?
And the radio.
Yeah, but that's not to do with the actual
electronic instrument
of the radio.
I paid it to the government. And the government controls the BBC. Is this British Broadcasting?
Yeah. Okay. Where are they based?
Hello.
Hello. Sorry, we're very busy at the moment.
Don't you give me the runaround, you rude jerk. You need to fix this radio.
Oh, I'm afraid that's... I don't know what the embassy has told you, but that's not how it works, I'm afraid.
Put your supervisor on the phone.
Put
him on.
I can't at the moment.
Don't you argue
here
with me.
I'm afraid I can't. I have to ring some other people at the moment. We've got a show going out.
I will squeeze your neck and pop your head like a grape.
Okay, thanks very much for your call.
Please, I'm sorry I said that, all right? Can you just put him on? Oh, man. All right. Yes, hello. This is the BBC Wales.
Yeah?
How do you turn on the television in the BBC Wales, in Wales, in the Walesish?
In Walesish?
Yeah.
Yeah, TV or radio?
I have a computer machine.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So how can I help?
The television machine.
Right, bear with me.
I don't...
Welcome to BBC Audience Services, where you can provide feedback or get help and information relating to BBC programs and services.
The cigar has a chocolatey, kind of smooth flavor to it. I really like.
Borada, BBC Comedy. Good morning, BBC Wales. It's Rudwiz. Hello.
Borada. Borada. Hello.
Borada.
Bordar, hi. I'm from the United States. I'm staying in Wales. Okay. Hello? They said Bordar, that's funny. Bordar. People in the chat room talking
about... Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, listen, why did you hang up on me?
I haven't hung up. I transferred it to a different phone so I could hear it better.
It went like that. That's all I heard.
Yeah, it's a transferring of a line.
All right, so did you get those papers for me?
Papers?
I asked you about the papers.
What about the papers?
The important documents, the private documents.
Yeah, but who are they addressed for?
Oh, to the BBC Wales.
Yeah, but you must have to address them to an individual.
Objection!
Pardon?
Objection!
Objection?
Yes.
On what grounds?
On grounds that you're disillusioning the facts? On what grounds? He was ready to represent himself. On what grounds? Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Objection.
Yeah, on what grounds?
On grounds that you're colluding with the facts. Here, where are these papers?
On which papers?
The BBC Welsh papers.
Yeah, on what story?
I command you to send the papers to me immediately. Do you understand? The jury is present.
All right.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
Ooh, sustain.
Objection.
Overruled.
Very well. Motion stands.
Abstain.
I'm finding you in contempt of court.
How do you plead?
How do I plead? Not guilty.
What grounds?
I would like to submit a non-binding arbitration first. Well?
Yeah, anyone I can put you through to, sir?
Yes, I would like the last four digits of the Social Security number.
The last four digits of the...
Social Security number and the command codes for the BBC Wales satellite.
The BBC Wales satellite, the last four digits of the security code.
Yes.
Yeah.
Objection.
Overruled.
Objection.
Overruled.
On what grounds?
Accountability.
Good point. We, the jury, find the defendant, BBC Wales, not guilty on all charges. Congratulations.
Thank you. All the very best to you.
You're welcome.
That guy was a gamer.
Yeah, it was cool. I didn't know where else to go with that.
He fucked you all up.
Figured I'd let him off the hook. He was a smart guy. I'm on grubs. Wow.
All that thinking to get that out, and then he just trumped you.
Yeah, he got me. I was like, I don't know. How do I plead? No one's ever asked me how I plead. I'm always the one asking that shit. Milkman, objection to you. I object to Milkman.
Bulgarian, objection.
Yeah, so there. What was going on in the chat room? Someone's getting a drug test, a hair drug test. Yeah, they do sell a shampoo that gets set out. They sell it at GNC.
Yeah, but what about your, like, testicle hair?
Well, they can't take... They don't take your testicle hair for that.
They can take your fucking leg hair. Arm hair.
I don't know. Yeah, what? How do they test it? Like, if you shaved your head, then what do you do?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Must be a government job. They also want your Facebook, like, name and password, too.
Facebook made a big stink about that last week, and then they reneged. Speaking of reneging, Obama, 2012. Hey,
all right. Whoa. Yeah, that's going to happen, so.
It is going to happen. Come on, man. Have you seen this shit?
I know. It's a fucking shit show, the fucking Republicans.
Republicans and the Democrats at this point are a shit show. Yes, Milkman. How do you plead? All right, Milkman.
He pleads, dial the phone, hang up long.
Hanging up on you, Milkman. See you later. Bye. All right.
Oh, my God, I'm on.
Hey, you're on.
Because somebody's excited.
Regulate's here.
I just wanted to say, fuck you, Closo56. Hey, get out of the chat room.
Closo's cool. He's one of the only people that joins me on PlayStation to play Battlefield 3. All these people, we'll play Battlefield 3, and it's the weekend. How do we play? I'm busy. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Where's Richie at, anyway? What? Where's Richie?
What?
Hey, Dirty Aaron, you said you're gonna. Did you get Battlefield 3 for PlayStation? Was that you, or was that someone else?
Yeah, no, I got Battlefield 3 for PlayStation, but I bought it fucking used for $45, mm-hmm. And then I was stoked. And then I got on there, and they wanted to charge me $10. Extra to play online. I'm still pissed, so I just haven't paid the $10.
Oh, okay.
So for $5 more, I could have got the game brand new and then got all the little coupons for the upgraded guns and shit, but I got fucked up the ass.
Well, I hear you, man. Well, that'll teach you. Buying used.
What's your gamer tag, Carlito?
Carlitos X. Carlitos-X.
Carlitos.
Yeah, Carlitos in a hyphen and then X. And me. You know what I heard? I heard the new version of the Xbox. I read this, the successor to Xbox 360 is being designed so it won't play any used games.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear they're calling it? Did you hear what they're going to call it?
I saw some weird name. What was it again?
The not such a piece of shit game station?
No, it's called the Y Box.
Why the fuck would you
buy
one?
Why the fuck would you buy one? Yeah, exactly. You got it. Beat me to it. Yeah. Cool.
Waste your fucking money.
What's that going to do to Gamefly, man? Gamefly won't be able to support Xbox 360 then, I guess.
No, that'll never happen because retail stores wouldn't carry them, like GameStop and things like that. Wouldn't sell it if they couldn't sell or use games.
That's true.
What would the rest of the... What would, like, the third world countries... How are they going to play video games?
Right.
Yeah.
The poor starving... The poor starving children won't be able to play Battlefield 3.
I think they're just trying to stick to, like, delivery, like, they want to do the digital download deliveries and all that stuff. You know what I mean? Hey, Lonesome, send them more UK numbers. Let's knock these UK numbers out and get out of here.
Did you ever fail a drug test, Carlito?
Never failed. Passed plenty of them, having smoked, like, 2 days before the fucking test. I know how to do it, man. I got a book. I got a PDF book. That teach you how to do it. It's mad easy to do. You just gotta drink a lot of water. You don't have to do any of this pills and all that shit.
Yeah. That's the same thing that happened to me like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. When I was a teenager, I used to do the fucking niacin pills, but you gotta do them before you go to sleep, otherwise it sucks.
It's all bullshit.
Yeah, that doesn't...
All you have to do. Here's how the drug test works for THC. Alright?
Listen up, Chelsea.
They check your piss, okay? And you have to have a certain amount of THC for you to pass or you fail, okay? So when you pee there, before you even leave the door, usually before you even leave the little clinic, they have the cheap $5 test is the first thing they do. They dip the stick in there, and if it comes out a certain color, then you fail the first part of the test. Then they send your pee to the lab because that part's like $150. But if you pass the dipstick part, they throw your pee away right there. Like, all right, you pass, see you later, bye, you're gone. It's much cheaper for the clinic to do that because they only get paid. They get paid like whatever. They get paid their $50 fee by the employer, and that's it. So they don't send your pee unless you fail the first one. They check the temperature. If the temperature is in range, then they put the little dipstick in there, and if it doesn't change color, you're good to go. All you have to do the day preferably stop smoking as many days as you can before makes it easier on you.
Yeah.
But you pee as much as you can, you drink as much water as you can, and if you do it more than 12 hours before, it doesn't do anything. Preferably what you do the night and the morning of your test, you're drinking as much water as you can, and you pee as many times as you can before you go there. I recommend going in the afternoon.
Yeah.
The latest you can, and then what you do take some pills that will turn your pee. They turn what comes out of you yellow, so you don't pass.
B12, right?
B12,
yeah. Just take a multivitamin. That'll do it.
Multivitamin does it, and it brings your pH down to the normal level, and so it doesn't look fake. And yeah, my ex girlfriend failed it because it was too diluted. She did the drinking like crazy, like I told her, but she's like, oh, I didn't want to take the pills because I can't swallow pills. I couldn't do it.
Well, they also say you can drink a lot of Gatorade instead of water.
Well, hang on. Try to drink the Gatorade before you go because it adds the saline to your pee. So it's not coming out. So it doesn't. The gravity test also, something like that. But anyway, in case you do feel the first one.
Oh, but Powerade doesn't have as much sodium. So yeah, you definitely want the Gatorade.
You want the Gatorade, yeah. Add a little
bit. The other thing that really works for me is not smoking weed.
That helps out too.
Yeah.
But hey, we can all be free ballers like that. But yeah, I mean, I've done it before plenty of times, stressed out.
That's with you.
Yep. But just do that. And also, like, when you go take your test, take your cup, don't put your first, pee a little bit, pinch it. It's hard for women, I guess. Stop yourself, pee a little bit, clear out your system, clear out your stream, stop, then fill up the cup, stop, and then finish peeing, and you're good.
I heard that too.
That's all you do.
But what's with the blue? When I went, they poured blue stuff in the toilet too, like to make sure. I don't know what they were checking with that.
Well, that's because
they want to make sure water delivered.
Yeah, they want to make sure you're not taking water out of the toilet and put it in there.
Oh, okay.
That's why. Yeah. Yeah. Most of the places don't let you flush either.
Wow.
That's what the top of the toilet's for.
Flush is clear.
Yeah. Or get a Wizenator. If you're a guy, you can get the Wizenator, the fake dick, and if you know someone who doesn't smoke, just have him pee.
I heard Michael Madsen got caught with that.
Yeah, I heard Milkman, you do, like, hard cocaine and stuff, right? So how do you get through it?
That goes right through your system, though. You're good. Cocaine's good.
Oh, okay.
It's the 2 days,
you're done.
The THC stays in your system for 30 days. The more you smoke, the worse it is. Like, if you never really smoke, if you have a toke, and all of a sudden you get piss tested, it's only going to stay in your system maybe a day or two. But if you're a regular smoker, you have to go, like, you have to not smoke for a long time for it to be completely clear of your body. Because it's fat soluble. It's what it is. It's fat. It's an oil. Milkman, he knows all. He's done all the research. He knows.
So the fatter you are, the worse it is.
It is. The fatter you are, the worse it is. Very good. The fatter you are, it's in your fat cells in your system. I'll share that PDF. I'll try. It's
being mixed up for me.
They had me pee into the lady's hand. Like, she held out her hand.
Did she really?
Did she lick it?
Or? She just had, like, cupped her, made a cup with her hands, and she just made me pee into it, and she just smelled it.
Oh,
licked
you're,
it.
You're a liar, guy.
Like, stage fright. So she kind of, like, started caressing it and stroking it, and then I couldn't piss at all, but we ended up having something else going on.
This sermon has THC in it. All right, UK calls, and we're calling it a night. We're starting off with Mr. Harry Jones.
Drug test technician girls, man. They're very appreciative.
Yeah. I want to thank Lonesome Loser. Lonesome, I know you wanted to go. You can go if you want, man. You help us out way too much, and if you need to go, it's okay, man. Don't worry. I know you might be tired. It's okay. I'm just here a little later because I started later today.
We love you, Carlito.
Yeah, thanks. And I know the last few shows haven't been bad, but they've been kind of weak. I think tonight's show may be a little better.
It definitely was already so far.
Thanks, man. That's nice of you. All right. The first number isn't working. We got Mark Higginbotham. Let's call him and object. Does anybody want to do this one before I do it?
I'll object.
All right. Object to Mark Higginbotham.
Mark Higginbotham.
Botham.
Botham.
Hello?
Yes, good morning, Mark.
Hello?
Hello, Mark.
Yeah, hello.
I object.
Are you sorry?
I object.
You object?
Absolutely.
What are you talking about?
Hello?
I object. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, I was speaking to Mark on the phone. Did something happen? Who is this?
Yes, it was Mark on the phone. Who is this?
My name is Chip Sorensen.
Your name is Chip?
Sorensen. I'm calling from the United States. I'm calling from the United States Office of Objection Machine. And we're calling to object.
Object to?
Whatever you're doing. We're also conducting a survey to see if you can pass a drug test, because we need, the Office of Objection needs some clean urine to pass their drug machines.
I don't know. I mean, why are you ringing from the United States?
Why not? Because we're from the United States Office of Objection.
You're from the United States Office of Objection.
Yes, and my name is Chip Sorensen. Why aren't you taking this seriously?
Because it's 6 o'clock in the morning, and you just woke up telling us that you object.
Yeah.
You crazy kid.
Can you put Mark back on the phone? I don't think that the Office of Objection does not object to women. We love women.
The Office of Objection does not object to women. They love women. Mark can hear you very well.
Well, that's great. So are you guys going to donate some urine or some money to our objection cause?
Are you having a laugh? Are you just, like, bored? Is that why you're doing it?
Yes.
Yes.
Bored, yeah. Okay, man.
So you just bring any random number?
Tell you what, mate.
Are you just ringing any random number?
Hold on a second. Let me put my supervisor on the line. Supervisor?
Yes, hello. I'm the supervisor.
Yes, they're having trouble with the objection. They don't seem to understand.
Yes, cats use their tails for balance and have nearly 30 individual bones in them. Would you like to receive a cat fact every hour? Hello? Hello?
I think we lost him. Hello?
And we lost him.
That was an awesome call.
That was fun. Yeah. Good deal. Nunu has sent me cat facts, facts about felines, about cats, and he wants me just to call and give feline.
Yes.
All right. I'll do it with this one. Mark Lynch, let me try this one here. Just talk to him about cats. See what he says.
I was wondering where he got the cat facts, like the random tail fact from.
Internets. Ask Jeeves. I don't think this is going to work. Nope. Nothing there. Well, Mark Lynch is in there, so instead we'll call Thomas Chambers. Well, I will call Thomas Chambers.
That's what you get, Nunu.
What do you get for asking us to do favors for you, Nunu? I'm kind of lightheaded.
Nunu kicked me from the chat room earlier tonight, Carlito.
He's a silly wanker, that's why. Yes, hello. Is this Thomas Chambers?
Pardon?
Thomas Chambers?
Yes.
Cats use their tails for balance and have nearly 30 individual bones in them. Hello?
What?
Hello? Yes. In ancient Egypt, killing a cat was a crime punishable by death.
What are you talking about, Ned?
Well, listen, did you know that the first cat show was held in 1871 at the Crystal Palace in London?
No.
Well, thank you for asking about that, and I will give you some more information. Cats bury their feces to cover their trails from predators. Did you know that?
No.
Did you know there are about 100 distinct breeds of domestic cat?
I don't know what you're talking about, Les.
You know cat. Do you like cats or dogs? I need more cat facts. That's all I got.
Like I said, thanks
must
for
be a
asking.
What are you talking about?
So he only gave you 7 cat facts? That was it?
That's it.
Yeah. That's pretty weak.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, you need about... need a few more.
Hello?
Yes, I'm calling from the National Cat Administration.
I don't know what you saw on the post.
Well, I'm calling to let you know that cats bury their feces to protect them from predators and cover their trails. Were you aware of that?
I don't know that.
You know when a cat eats the food and then he takes a shit in the box and he buries the shit in the food?
Oh, I don't know. Thank you.
Cats take a shit in a box. Okay. They do take a shit in the box with dirty cats. Where's my cat?
Should ask him how long after the cat eats the food does it make a shit in the box?
Yeah.
How long after a cat eats a tuna? All right.
How long does it turn into kimchi?
Kimchi.
Thomas Cosens is another one in Britain. We'll give him a call. Hang on.
How many lines of kimchi can you snort?
Greg Late, you're the one that lost control in the chat room recently, huh? Shame on you.
What?
A few weeks ago, you went crazy in the chat room.
Yeah.
With ops. Yep, I don't blame you. Hello?
Hello?
Is Thomas there?
Hello?
Is Thomas there?
I think you got the wrong number.
No, I have information for you. Thomas, yeah. Cats use their tails for balance and have 30 individual bones in them.
I think we are.
Well, and there's... Did you know there's 100 distinct breeds of domestic cat machines out there?
I don't know what you say.
You know what a cat is?
A cat.
A cat.
A what?
Yeah, well, when a cat takes a shit in the box, it buries the feces. Did you know why?
Why?
It's a natural instinct to protect them from predators. They cover their trail from the shit and the smell. Did you know that if you smell a cat's feces, you can find out everything about the cat, where he's been, what he's eaten? Did you know if
a
cat...
Wrong,
listen, did you know if a cat is diabetic, his feces will smell like almonds and urine?
No.
You've been signed up for Cat Facts.
No.
Are you happy about cats?
No.
Objection. I object. Hello?
You guys are somewhere else. This is number. You got the wrong number.
Are you in England? Is this London? Is this the British island? Island of Britain?
No, I'm in Liverpool.
You're in Liverpool in the United Kingdom, right?
Yeah.
Well, then, did you know that your national animal is the cat?
Yeah, I do. I love cats.
You do love cats?
Yes, I love all animals.
Did you know that if you die in your home and no one feeds the cat will eat you?
Yeah.
He will.
Did you know that the cat is just waiting for you to die so it'll eat your face?
Well, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
All right.
I heard that's actually true, that the cat, if you're laying down, it's just sitting on you waiting for you to die so it can eat you.
My stupid female cat, she bothers me at night. She lays down.
She's waiting for you to die so she can fucking eat you.
Lays She lays down on my chest every time. And she smells me like, are you going to die tonight? I'm going to eat you.
That's why all those cat ladies end up dead and eaten. They trip and fall down and their cats eat her.
Hello?
Oh! Heyo.
Oh, bowel machine there. Hello?
Hi, Sakai. Give me a message.
Shut up, Sakai.
What the hell was that?
Britain, are you still there? The lady in Liverpool? She's still connected. Anyway, I'm calling it a show. This has been fun. It's now 1:13. I have to work tomorrow. So, in this case...
Show go.
We will say goodbye to Gregulate and...
Good night, guys.
...and Dirty Aaron. Bye. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. And Milkman is left here. Milkman.
Yow!
Milkman, you're a cat fan, right?
Oh, yeah, man. I love the shit in the box.
Did you know cats have 30 bones in their tail?
Oh, my goodness. Well, what if they have 31? Does that make them, like freaky because they got an extra bone growing out of their tail?
Makes them African cats, Milkman. Take us out of here, Milkman, all right? I got things to do.
All right. Well, if you get a wishbone, man, you don't break it, though.
Ew.
You hang it up on the wall, man, and then that way you can show everybody how cool your cat is.
That's a horseshoe.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good luck. It's good luck if your cat has a wishbone in his tail.
You say so. All right, Milkman, out of here, get us.
And there you have it, folks. Another fantastic episode of The Madhouse. That's right here, 98.6. Like the big R. Numbers hit. And that's right, the master of the keypad dialing number system. Acquisition.
Yeah.
Spaces. Thank you, man. Number Hitman. Awesome loser.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank our friends, all our friends in the chat, all of our guest callers, our request of pranks out there. Thank you so much. I'd like to also thank our point man right there from Lancashire, England.
Yeah.
There it is.
Thank you.
Or I'm going to have to come back and bust that chat up. You know, I'm just letting you know. I'm just giving you fair warning. We'll have to come back and swing the chain. But no. I'd like to thank also all of our friends that stopped by from Cacti Radio. And I'd especially like to thank you. That's right. Our friends. That's right. Our dedicated fans of the most interactive radio show right here on the internet. Tickling your ear balls or ear fancies every week. Same bat cave, same bat time. That's right. Why? Because we do it for you. That's right. Why? Because we love you. And also, we just ask that you bring a friend, or better yet, bring an enemy. You're always welcome right here to Madhouse. What will we do without our fearless leader? That's right, the madman of the madhouse, the generalissimo of the madhouse militia, Hermanito Man. Thank you so much, my brother, for your lovely services to humanity and saving more lives every night by every Thursday night by providing us with your great show content, sir.
Yeah, thank you. That's it. Thank you. Well, Milkman, thank you for being on. Yeah, thank you for being on. Thanks to everyone who joined in, requested prankers, send in requests tonight. That was great. Got to, I think, all of them or most of them. Thanks to everyone in the chat room, everyone we prank called tonight, everyone who joined in the Skype conference, including
next week,
Dirty Aaron, Gregulate, Dustin Kiefer, and Samantha. Yes, Milkman, and or Evil Artie. Yes, you were saying Milkman. Next week, we'll be here. Yes, we'll be here next week. I will. I plan
that's,
on it.
Remember, you've got a date to the prom. That's right. I also like to thank Sword Maven, who we miss very deeply, and Kokanee also, and it's not one of the friends in Tug, and Special Jam Store, but no rule.
All right, cool. Well, we're out of here. We'll catch you all next week. Thanks. Oh, yes, of course, we're on Cacti Radio. Brad, RBCP, thanks for sending in the pizza pranks that we did. That was fun. And Ted Webb. Ted Webb and the Blue Planet Prank Radio Machine. We'll catch you next week, as I said. Bye, guys.
iRadio, not Cacti. Cat iRadio. Yep.
Cat Facts Radio.